Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's a nice Monday out there. It looks real good. Brother D, you're on here by yourself, so you got a Bless Ernie show by yourself. You ain't got nobody but you. So take it away, my brother. Don't tell me Brother D over there on mute. Don't tell me he over there on mute. Brother D, come on mute. Oh, how much. That boy can't never do nothing right. Look like I'm out to bless himself. Man. He over there on mute. Don't say nothing. Ain't saying nothing. Brother D, hello. Okay, ain't no problem. Me and I do it myself. Well, we just want to thank the good Lord today for being able to give us this program. And as always, we're glad that Big Ernie, you know, he had a little scare last week, but he's back full strength this week. And I ain't even got to play a song for him. I'm going to let him. He got a special guest coming on today. So, Big Ernie, we're going to skip the prayer today. We're just going to thank the Lord anyway, but we got to come right into it. Come on, Big Ernie. You wide open, Big Ernie. Come on.
Hey, guys. This is Ernie, Comfy Car Nitrous Oxide Systems. Appreciate y'all listening to us tonight. Got a special guest tonight. You know, it might take you a little while to figure this out, but I'm bringing on my wife. We've been together for 42 years. She's the one that keeps me semi-straight, semi-healthy. And, you know, we all have hard times, we all have good times, but most of the time it turns out nice. This is my wife, Brenda Ice. Brenda, you're online.
Well, hello. It's so nice to be able to say hello to you people. You've been so kind to me over the years. It doesn't seem like it's been as long as it has. But you've prayed for me when I was sick and in the hospital. And I know it helped. I know it did. And I just want to thank you wonderful people for what you do for me and for Ernie. And he loves this show. He loves you people. And I do too. And I just wanted to come on and thank you so much for all the prayers and all the good thoughts and all the... You're always telling Ernie to say hello to me, and that just really makes me feel good. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
That just doesn't seem like enough, but thank you.
There you go. That's the boss.
Yeah, brother, that is enough. Just you saying that you appreciate us. That's enough.
Thank you.
Yes, and we're just glad to hear from you, and glad to hear you, and just glad for you to be here.
Thank you, Willie. I'll let y'all have it.
All right,
thank you, man.
Take care, and God bless you. All right.
Okay, guys.
Ernie, you got me over here about the cry now, Ernie. Don't have me over here about the cry now.
I tell you. What's been going on? Well, first, let's get the sponsors out of the way. Comfy Car Nitrous Oxide Systems. Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, Silverback Streams for all your IBTV needs, Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. I keep telling you, have you got it yet? Have you got it yet? Obviously not. And, of course, don't forget Lawyer Man, very important person. FTI Transmissions down in Florida, great people to deal with for all your transmission and torque converter needs. Give them a call. All right, watched some racing this weekend. It was everywhere. Saw some live feed, saw some things that really ticked me off. And I've talked to you about it before. I'm going to talk to you about it again. It's the people that go out there, spin the tires, whatever, the car gets a little loose, and they think they can pedal it back into place. Guys, I heard one guy, okay. A third time, it was over with. He was in the wall. If your tires break loose, you're not going to catch the guy next to you. You're not going to put a run down that you can use because the tires have spun. abort the pass. Shut the car down, come back, do whatever you want to do to it to make it safe, and then go back out. There was, I think it was five cars at different races. I was watching some live feeds from the racers that hit the wall. Obvious that the tires spun. Now, what sequence of operations? Tires spin, you think you're going to get out of it, you let off the throttle, you get back into it, and the car comes back around the other way, then you touch the brakes, the car comes the other way, you have no steering, you go into the wall. If you touch your brakes, you're going into the wall. You have no steering. People will say, well, look at this, man, he spun that car all the way around, drove it out the backside, and didn't hit nothing. Boy, what a driver. No. That's just a lucky damn person. A smart driver would have let off. Is it worth tearing your car up to prove you can make it to the other end? You ain't going to win. I mean, you ain't going to win that race. In fact, you may lose big time. If your car's out of control, let off the throttle, let the car settle back down, and then just ease off the racing surface, get off to the side, go to the end, and come off the track. If for any reason you have a problem, shut it off, get off the racing surface. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people break a motor or break a transmission and just drive it straight down, I mean, eighth-mile track, eighth-mile shutdown, and then all the way to the turnoff lane. And then everybody complains to why it's taking so long to clean up. You know, when you're cleaning up a quarter of a mile track and 10, 15 quarts of transmission fluid or rear-end dope, engine motor oil, whatever, as soon as you know something's happened, move over. Get out of the racing surface. The track will clean it up. You're not going to be able to do anything else until you get the problem fixed. And everybody's happy for, you know, 15-minute cleanup, 20-minute cleanup, okay, we can handle that. But 2 or 3 hours of cleanup, that can shut the race down. That's whether or not you get to race or they just shut the thing down and say, go home, the track's too messed up. I've seen situations, I think it was, yeah, Darlington. Darlington. So many oil downs happened in a row. They ended up having to shut the national event down, go into Darlington, buy every detergent that they could find, go out there with scrub mops, scrub brooms, street sweepers, and they had to scrub that track from one end to the other, rinse it off, and re-prep it. So it happens, yeah. But most of your events that you go to don't have national event cleanup crews. They don't have 20 trucks that's going to run out there with rice hull ash and clean it up, sweep it up, and jet dryer to bring it back around, tractors running up and down. You know, there's some tracks that's got some good equipment, but there's no need in that happening. As soon as you know a problem, ease over, drive down the side of the track, get off the track. When you come back, don't stop on the return road. Get off the return road. I mean, this is one of the main things. Get off the return road. Get on the dirt. If you stop on the return road, every car that comes through there is going to go right through your mess. Now, I know is it hard to remember those things? No, it just should be instinctive. You know, so that's one of the things. Number two, you see cars leaving the starting line and they're all over the place. What causes that? Yeah, you could break an axle. Yeah, you could spin a tire. It's usually the driver holding the steering wheel at the 5 and 7 o'clock level, down here at the bottom of the steering wheel. When you do that and that car launches, if you go back in the seat, you're going to pull your left hand, and the car, when it lands, is going to go to the left. on the big end of the track, if you're driving down there and you look over to that other guy in the other lane, just you turning your head, you're going to pull the car in that direction. And you're going to drive in his lane, or you're going to hit him, or you're going to lose control. Put your elbow, your left elbow, up on the door frame, the roll bar, wherever. Get you a nice rest spot up there. Even if you had to put a pad up there, pad it. I don't care. Get your arm up there. Hold the steering wheel at the 9 o'clock position. If you're staging in, you're doing all the things you would normally do, hitting your purge, whatever. And then when you launch the car is going to stay dead straight because your elbow is fixed. And if you take your right hand and you touch the steering wheel, now you're at 9 and 3. The car is going to go straight. You got to put out the parachutes. You turn your right hand loose, you reach up and you put out the parachutes. The car is still going straight because your elbow is locked in position. You see people go there and have wrecks on the big end of the track putting out parachutes. It's not the parachute's fault that the driver turned the steering wheel. And when you turn the steering wheel and the parachutes go out, when they deploy and your steering wheel is turned, you're going to go the way it's turned. Because as that parachute hits, it lifts up the suspension, puts all the weight to the front tires. You got them turned. Bang, you're into the wall. Pay attention to your driving positions. Pay attention to your safety. Make sure that your pins are pulled out of your fire bottles if you have them. If you don't, get them. And make sure that pins are pulled out of your parachute. I know a lot of you guys have got parachutes, and you go, what pin? I've never seen a pin. Hell, I've never pulled them. What you going to do when you really need them? A parachute takes what's called a set. That means all the creases have seen themselves, and the bag has gotten wet and dry, builds up algae. You pull the parachute, hell, the pack don't even open up. If you've got a parachute, you need to be using it every pass. Muscle memory. Let off the throttle, put out the parachute, drive into the parachute, slow down, get off, roll it up, put it up. It ain't that hard to pack a parachute. I mean, if necessary, I'll do a video on packing a parachute. It's the simplest thing in the world. And if you go up to YouTube, there's probably 100, 200 videos up there of how to pack different parachutes. Go up there and watch them. You need to know how to do it. You need to know how to straighten them up, and you need to know how to use them. It's safety. Along with your fire bottles, you need to be able to know where your fire bottle lever is. Is the pin in it? Well, no, that's been happening too often. A pin needs to be out. Parachute pin needs to be out. Somebody needs to show you both those pins before you commit to the starting line. That's the thing tonight, safety. All right, Don, what kind of questions you got? Let's go there.
Well, you're talking about safety, Ernie. Back in the old days, everybody used a line lock to burn their cars in, but now they don't use line locks that much. Because if you got enough horsepower, you don't do it, but you got front brakes and you got some rear brakes. And I heard some people say they take their rear brakes off. Now, Ernie, if you got front and rear brakes, what is the propulsion of valve for? Is that what that propulsion of valve is for? Explain
that. The propulsion of valve is to separate the pressure going to your front and your rear so that you don't overdrive one brake or the other. If you're going to disconnect any brakes, God forbid, don't disconnect the back ones. Disconnect the front ones. You got on the back of your car, you got, let's say, 28 10.5 Ws. Okay, those are 11.5, 12 inches wide. That means you got the 12 inches wide. You got 24 inches of rubber in the back. In the front, if you got front runners, you got 3.5 inches on each side. That gives you 7 inches. Which brakes do you think are going to be the best to stop you? Ain't the front ones, because if you lock your front brakes, you have no steering. Remember, we just talked about that. The rear brakes should be, 90% of the braking should be to the rear, 10% to the front. If you jack your car up and you apply the brakes, you should just be barely able to turn the front wheels. And again, you don't want to lock them up for any situation. When the parachute comes out, If the only thing you got is front brakes, that parachute puts that load, lifts up the chassis, puts everything on the front tires. Now you've got 7 inches of rubber trying to stop a 3,000-pound car. Doesn't work good. Never disconnect your rear brakes. I prefer disc brakes over drum brakes. But I promise you, drum brakes are better than nothing. Back to you, sir.
All right. Now, this is one of these questions I don't like to ask because I don't know much about them, but I've seen a lot of it. When they be saying this EFI is better, now, I haven't seen so many doggone people's car wouldn't stay running. The idle rough. They take off and backfire, and if, and everything, the first thing they say is, well, the fuel map need to be set. What the hell is a damn fuel map?
Well, the fuel map is a fuel curve. It's everything time event that wherever that car is on the track, that's so many seconds out. So your RPM is referenced to your the time event, and it shows up as your map. Now, if it, if fuel map's off, yeah. You can have backfires because it goes lean. It can be too rich and you fall on your face. It can stutter and stammer all the way down the track with a fuel injection, just like you can with a carburetor. Which one's the easiest to tune? That's a good question. If you're familiar with fuel injection, you're familiar with your computer, you're familiar with a grid, whatever you're using, people are going to say, well, I like the fuel injection better because it's more crisp. Yes, it is more crisp. It's more crisp because you have more tunability in the fuel curve and the timing line and everything. You get more tunability. But if you're not familiar with fuel injection and you're not willing to spend the bucks that it's going to take to switch over to fuel injection, and fuel injection is not cheap. Even the cheap stuff is not cheap. It's less expensive, but it's still expensive. Carburetor, you can pick up carburetors all over the world. I mean, they've been making carburetors, racing carburetors, since the 60s. There's a blue zillion of them out there. You can pick up a carburetor, rebuild it, freshen it up, put the right jets in it, and go down there and make laps all day long. Which one is going to be the fastest? The fuel injection is supposed to be the cleanest pass, but not necessarily the fastest pass. Here again, it depends on how much time you put on your tune-up to get that fuel injection right versus the carburetor, your idle, your WFO, your idle. So if the jetting on that carburetor is right, you're going to make it all the way to the other end. Now, most of the cars that I see are over-jetted. Jets in the carburetor are too big for running nitrous. The carburetor is the most important piece of starting a nitrous tune-up. You have to make sure that the carburetor does not have any power valves, that it has rear jet extensions, that it's got the right jetting all the way around, and you square jet a racing carburetor. You don't stagger jets. Stagger jets is for street cars, so you can get gas mileage. Power valves are for street cars. So when you're driving around, you still get mileage, but when you go to wide open throttle, that opens up and it lets more fuel in. You don't need that with a drag car. Like I say, idle. Set your idle where you want to. Set your idle air screws. Turn them into they just touch. Back them up about 1.5 turns or 3 flats all the way around. You're pretty much ready to go right there. That's about the best comparison I can give, dog. Back to you.
All right, Ernie. This is a two-part question. I just want you to answer the first part first. Them NX bottles, the white bottles, are they made out of the same material as all the rest of the NOS bottles is and Comfy Car bottles and everybody else's bottles? Are they made out of the same material?
All bottles are made by the same – are made out of the same aluminum, yes.
I stopped. Okay. Now, Ernie, now I know you be talking about these putting torches on these ballers, but good grief, Ernie. If you put them on the blue ballers, not our stuff ballers, if you put them on your ballers or anybody else's ballers, I got to admit, we don't supposed to do them, But Ernie, I seen what he's trying to sell these NX bottles, the white bottles with the burn marks on. They look just horrible. They just look extra horrible with all them damn burn marks on, Ernie. So tell us about the burn marks, Ernie, on these bottles and stuff, man. And we don't probably be using that torch, man. Talk to me.
If you're looking at burn marks on the outside of the bottle, think of what the inside of that bottle starts to look like. Every time you put a torch on a bottle, it applies heat through that paint, straight to that aluminum, and it causes it to start expanding in that one spot. Yeah, you move it around. Okay? If you ever worked with any steel or any aluminum at all, if you start a heat spot over here and you bring it around, the only thing you're doing is drawing that heat around and you're calling it an expansion point, and that creates a weak point. When you're using a torch on the bottle, 95% of the time you're going to put it in the same place. And if the bottle's sitting upright, you're going to put it up there around the neck. If the bottle's laying down, you're going to put it down there on the bottom to midway. Think of a water bottle. All right? It's about two-thirds full. If you put heat up there at the top of that bottle, around that shoulder, where's the water go? I mean, where's the heat go? It goes right into that aluminum, and then you're heating up the bottle by itself, the aluminum by itself. Yes, it will go down and finally start warming up the nitrous, but you've now created a major problem in the shoulder of the bottle. If you lay the bottle down, it's in the brackets, and you're up there, you're heating it up on the upside of the bottle, and from about half the bottle up, yeah, you're rolling your torch in there. There's no liquid under there. You're heating up the bottle now along the belly. That same torch is going to cause that expansion of that aluminum. It's going to fail. If a bottle is brought into me with excessive wear, signs of excessive torch marks, dents, dings. I had one that came in and looked like it was drugged down the track. No, I won't fill them. It's against the law to fill them. They have to be put out of service. And being put out of service means legally you got to drill a hole in them. So take care of your bottles. They're expensive. Yes. You can use them for years. Yes. If you put a torch on them, can you still use them for years? Hey, you might be able to get by with that. But, you know, if you sell that bottle to someone else knowing that you've had a torch on it, you're liable if something happens to it while he has it. Even if he's putting a torch on it. Yeah, he's putting a torch on it, but you're just as culpable as he is because you use the torch. You're better off destroying the bottle. But yeah, there's a lot of them sold. Torch marks are not the way to go. Be careful if you buy a bottle that has torch marks on it. Back to you, Doug.
You almost got into my next question, but you got the second smartest man in the world on the phone. Could you tell me who that is? I got to open his mic here. Could you tell me who that is?
That's Dog.
Not what
that's
I'm,
the second
I'm,
smartest
okay.
man I know.
Well, okay, the third smartest then.
Oh, God, third. Well, we could go, Well, we could say Flop.
That's who it is.
What's up, Dog? Ernie?
Who is this Flop?
Okay. Hey, Dog. I was waiting for my number to drop on down to number 4 and 5. Like, dang, how far was up?
Well, you know, what Dog was talking about is we have to turn the number set upside down like a sand dial, see? And that way we get you all the way up to number 2.
Yeah. Right. Well, let me ask you this, Ernie. First of all, I'm going to say this. I do a lot of research and R&D myself, I guess, personally, to try to get the best product I can get for the money. And I bought a couple nitrous bottles from you, Ernie. And by my clumsiness, I dropped one of them one day, and I broke the valve. And I said, oh, shit, I'm going to have to call Ernie. I went to my local speed shop. They said, we got this NX valve, and it's about big as any in the market, da-da-da-da-da. I said, okay, that's fine. I looked at it. It looked humongous, and I said, well, I'm going to stick with Ernie. I bought the bottle. I want his. But when I got this, I ordered the valve from Ernie. I got it, and I had a couple of those blue bottles, and I said, well, let me open this up. And when I did open it up and look at the valve, well, the siphon tube itself compared to Ernie's, everything that Ernie has said came to pass. I was like, damn, Ernie's stuff is just what he say it is. You know, the large siphon tube, the contour in the valve as far as I could see it and whatnot. So I'm just giving kudos on a great product. Always good customer service and whatnot. And support him if you can. He's the same price or sometimes a little better than most. So that leads me into my question, Ernie, since you were talking about nitrous bottles and torches. I have seen someone, and I won't name names, not use a torch, but I saw someone have an actual hair dryer at the track, and they were blowing the hot air from the hair dryer onto the nitrous bottle, I guess as a way to heat it up. How effective or safe is that compared to the torch?
Oh, it's very safe. In fact, you can go to Harbor Freight and get a heat gun, and that heat gun dissipates the heat across the bottle, does not create the warpage or anything else. Excellent thing to use if you've got a generator that you know you can pull power off of. A
right.
bottle heater, 110 volt, is the best, or a what they call them, water heaters, where you put the bottle in a water bath. Those
right,
are,
the bottle bath.
Either one of those are absolutely are wonderful. When you heat a
right.
bottle up properly, the whole bottle gets warm, and then the contents in it absorb that heat. Now you don't have a false pressure, because now that since everything's warm, the bottle pressure's gotten up where you want it, it's going to stay there a lot longer because you just haven't forced heat to boil off and build pressure, and everything's still extremely cold. And then when you hit your nitrous system, yeah, I've got a 950 PSI that it just falls right off to 800, and the run, you get a terrible run. Consistent
right.
heat on the bottle, and you get the bottle warm. Like I say, the water bath, electric heat gun, electric bottle warmers, it'll always be better.
Okay. Well, let me say this, Ernie. Now that you've given me your response, I'm going to name that individual that I saw with that darn $10 hair dryer from Walmart. His name was Flop, and he said, well, Ernie always been on the people's ass about not putting that torch on the bottle. I said, let me see if this hot air from this old hair dryer will do what it does. And it did pretty good. And like I said, I had it hooked to my generator, and it did exactly what I thought it needed to do and help. You know, it wasn't fast, but it helped, I guess, to maintain what was
yeah.
already there. And I said, man, it's got to be better than putting that darn flame right on the bottle. So, yeah, it was me, Ernie. I just wanted to throw that out there to see how good or bad I was doing.
Well, I know of two speed shops that the operators have gotten killed heating a bottle. And both of them happened in the same way. They used a torch. I mean, a cutting torch. Fired it up and was down around the bottle, warming the bottle up, all that stuff. And then finally, you know, cutting torches get hot, you know, 2,500, 3,000 degrees, 3,500. All it took was one little red spot. And now you got an explosion. One of the operators got killed. The other one got severely injured. Blew his speed shop apart. It was a concrete block building. It leveled it. The other one, it tore the building up, and unfortunately, he and a customer got killed. Torches are just a dangerous thing. I keep saying it. I can't say it fast enough or often enough. I had a well-known racer come in and said, Ernie, you got any torches? Yeah, I got some. We use them over there. Sell me one. This is not Lowe's. I don't sell torches. I don't sell refills. I sell bottle heaters. I don't sell torches at all. You ain't going to track that back to me. Well, it's going to be the same thing if I get one from you or get one from up there. No, it's not. You get one up there because you damn sure ain't going to get one here. And this is some well-known racer, so. Yes, even though they're well-known, doesn't mean it means sometimes that they don't put their brain lifted in the other pants or whatever you want to call it. Bad things happen. Back to you, Doug.
Okay, now Flock brought up a something. I ain't going to say it, Ernie, because you might have answered it, but Flock brought up something that made me ask a part B to this question I'm going to ask. Ernie, what is the best place or position to mount your nitrous baller? What's the best place? I don't cover anything you want to cover. If you don't cover what I want you to cover, Flock just made me ask. I'm going to get you, but I'm going to let you go ahead and take your elaborate answer. Come on with it. What's the best place in the division to mount your nitrous baller?
There's three places, probably 99% of the bottles are mounted. You have straight up against the roll cage. You have them beside the driver, laying forward at about a 35-degree angle. You have them in the back of the car, pointed forward at about a 35-degree angle. Those are the best ways. Now, wherever you point that bottle, always remember to put the spigot, the spout, down. It should be pointed down. Now, if the bottle's straight up, it's not that critical. But if anytime the bottle is leaned over, it should always be pointed in the down position, because the siphon tube bend in that inside the bottle lines up with the spigot on the bottle. Back to you, sir.
All right, now, I asked you, the reason I asked you that when Flock was talking about their temperature. Now, Ernie, when the baller in the, we're in the wintertime, and we got a baller mounted in the trunk, when the trunk baller be more critical, because as soon as you hit it, it's going to be out there, and it's going to get colder back from the coming that far back from the trunk than being inside or closer up to the
If the bottle is heated properly, then you've got a big reservoir of heat inside that bottle, and no, the bottle is not going to fall off any faster. Now, moving it to the front, of course, you're moving weight mass. You're changing your center of gravity. You're changing the flow restriction because you're using a 8-foot line instead of a 16-foot line. Those are going to affect performance more than anything else. But if the bottle is heated properly, all three of those positions will work great.
Well, Ernie, I want to argue with you, Ernie. I disagree. I think if you had it in the compartment with you, it'll get less colder than being in that trunk, Ernie. I'm going to have to fight you on that. Unless you make me see something different, Ernie.
Okay. You're in the race car. So you're in the same temperature it is outside. So is your trunk.
Well, that's why I'm saying yes and no, because when you crank your car, if you got the headers up under the car and all that, I thought that should be at least 5 or 10 degrees more warmer than it is on the outside of that trunk, though. I would think so. I don't know.
When's the last time you saw a set of headers underneath a vehicle? They're always front exit, side exit.
Today.
Okay.
Hey, Flop, your mic's still on. Fight either way you want to fight. I believe it's a little bit warmer in the seat than it is in that trunk. I'm just believing that now.
Unless you're heating the inside of your car, it's not, because if you got headers under there, but you got to remember you got headers under there and your headers aren't coming into the car with you, and that exhaust is going out the back of the car, so the speed you're going at, you're not going to heat anything up as far as providing warmth to that bottle.
How come in the damn summertime? How come in the summertime I'm sweating like a dog in the inside of the car, and the trunk might be a little cooler then? That's why I'm saying it, huh? Flop, where you at? One way or the other.
You're making a good point.
Okay, in the summertime, you've got all the glass in your car. It also depends on the color of your car. You got a lot of solar heat through that glass that you're feeling. It's not necessarily
Do Lake Fan do the same thing?
Hotter.
Do Lake Fan do the same thing, Ernie? Do Lake Fan do the same?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And so that's the reason, like in your house, you have insulated glass, you have double pane, you have triple glazed, you have all this other stuff. That's to stop the sun and the cold from coming through that window. Your car is the same way. If it's in a sunny, hot day, it's cooking inside that thing. Think of a hatchback car, a fastback car that's got that window in the back. Man, I've seen stuff melt in the back of those cars. Because that sun is like magnifying glass.
That's what I'm saying. I noticed in the heat. See, Ernie, that's why I was asking, because when it's hot, that doggone trunk is hot as a big dog. But then I figured in the winter it should be cold as a big dog.
In the overall, if you maintain your bottle temperature properly, it's not going to make any difference. In a summertime situation where it's hot as hell outside, yes, you've got to watch that bottle pressure. Because especially inside the driver's compartment, because you've got all that glass around it, that's going to put a lot more heat into that area. So you're going to have to make an ice pillow, soak it, lay it on the bottle. You got to control the temperature. In the trunk, you got a metal compartment. You got a lot more reflective area than you do absorption area. So the trunk is not going to be as hot on a race car as the driver's compartment.
Okay.
Because of the wind.
Just want to argue a little bit. Just common sense. Okay. I ain't mad with you. Okay.
Not at all. Not at all.
Another question, Ernie. If you got your ball mounted in the trunk, do you get a slower hit or a bigger hit by moving it up front, or is it the same or what? Because you got to travel so far from the trunk. Do you get a bigger bang or a smaller bang, or the same bang?
You get the same bang. The difference is going to be because if you've got 950 pounds of bottle pressure at the bottle, that means you got 950 pounds of bottle pressure at the solenoid. It's the same pressure, it's just an extension of the bottle. If the bottle's in the back of the car, it's more important to have a purge, because you can get a liquid column, air in there, and you got this air column from where that liquid stops to the solenoid. So purging that, when you get that first white blast out of your solenoid, that tells you you've got liquid all the way to your solenoid. The only time the location is going to make a difference between in the car with you or in the back of the car is when you start getting to the maximum flow of what the line can do.
Okay, yep. Ernie, what about if you ain't got a full ball, Ernie? What about if you don't have a full ball? Won't that affect you? Just if it's not made a pass, if the second pass, that ball ain't going to be as full, and I got that. Ain't that going to make a difference on how fast it go down, because it's got to go further and fill up more stuff?
Absolutely. The more column, you got a chamber up there, which is a head chamber. When a bottle's full, it's about two-thirds full, and one-third is gaseous nitrous. That's what you're getting your pressure to maintain pressure. The larger that column gets, the more that chamber gets. So the more you use out of that bottle, the bigger that chamber gets. Now that, which is working with pounds per square inch, it's got too much room to expand above it than to push it out. So you start falling off faster. So the first pass on a bottle is always the fastest. Now, if you're keeping track of your bottle consumption, let's say you're using two passes, 2.5 pounds a pass. So that means in two passes you're going to use 5 pounds. So if you take the liquid and you remove half the liquid out of the bottle, especially if you are tipped over at an angle, now the siphon tube is closer to the gaseous nitrous, and it wants to suck. It's easier to suck that gaseous nitrous through the liquid than it is to pull the liquid. So on the big end of the track, you get a surging, and that's some cavitation at the siphon tube in the bottle.
So, Ernie, you would Now, when you use that 2.5 pounds, that's about average what I normally do, Ernie. So you're trying to say, should I still can make two passes with it, or should I start just making one pass on it?
Make one pass, weigh it, mark it, get you another bottle, put it in the car. And before you put it in the car, weigh it, put it in the car. When you make that pass, weigh it, mark it, because you want to know how much you're using.
We already know about me, Ernie. So I'm asking you, Ernie, since I know I use about 2 pounds, maybe 2.5 pounds at a run, maybe on an average. I normally be half full every time I have to refill. So are you? Can I still run two passes on, or should I just start making one pass on?
You can run two passes on the bottle, but I would recommend using, if you're going to have a grudge race, save
a new bottle.
Bottles. Yes, sir. Put that new bottle in there, because that bottle is going to be the fastest. It's going to recover the fastest. You're going to have the best ET and the most mile an hour. Every usage after that, it's going to slow down. Back to you, sir.
All right. Well, since Flop telling how dumb he is, he did another dumb something, Ernie. Flop did it. Everything dumb, Flop did it. Flop forgot that his three-quarter valve turned his nitrous on. He didn't turn it to halfway, Ernie. What's going to be the results of that now? He only turned it halfway open.
Well, if you don't turn your quarter-turn valve wide open, I mean flat wide open, that ball in there is a stainless steel ball, and it's not opening up. So now you've created two restrictions in the valve. You may, on the backside of the valve where the liquid is coming to it, you've made a tighter area so it's got to squeeze through that. So now when it squeezes through that, it's going to try to expand inside that ball. Now, on the exit side of that ball, now we've created a smaller area to a larger area. Now it's going to want to flash the gas off again. So you create a lot of gaseous nitrous that causes the car to fall on its face, and you're not moving the volume that you need to move to maintain your horsepower that you're trying to pull. And I've seen people do it. It happens. I've seen the best of them either forget to pull it, turn it on, or something. They move around and they get bumped about halfway off. But yes, it makes a major difference in the performance of the car. The valves got to be all the way open. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Well, Flop, you know, Flop always listen to everybody. He said bigger is better. Flop got a doggone 327, and he got a 1350 carburetor on there. Now, every time he hit it, black smoke come out there. What do you need to do?
What I would recommend is get a nail, probably about a 16-penny nail, and take it and drive it into the wall inside your shop at a good eye level so you can hang that carburetor up there on it and tell everybody how big it is. And then with a 327, anything bigger than an 850 is totally the wrong carburetor.
Yeah. But okay, Ernie, I was just making a joke on that. But Ernie, what goes on there if somebody really, you know, it was a question coming in after the joke was, every time they bang their nitrous, you know, it usually go wow. It was going wow, but it was kicking out black smoke though. Ernie. What's going on there? It's kicking out black smoke.
When you're raising your idle up on the starting line, let's say you bring it up to about 2,500. Your butterflies are only open about 75 thousandths of an inch. They're not wide open. They are barely cracked. So when you hit your nitrous button, the first thing it does is pull those butterflies completely closed, and it starts pulling fuel through all the vents. So the first one, it's just drowning fuel. That's one reason why I don't recommend bumping the button. People say, well, I do that to make sure I got fuel. Well, I promise you, the first time you bump it, you've got fuel because you put the hardest vacuum on the bottom of that carburetor you can, and you can create problems if you had a vacuum line or port that's plugged off and it's not quite very good condition. You could bust a seal on that puppy and create problems. So a purge, bump, bump. After that, your carburetor is not set up to do any hard vacuum pulls to the bottom of it, don't do it. It's a waste of time and effort and a strain on your motor. Back to you, sir.
All right. What's the cause of sometimes, you know, you cut your car off, you done made a good run and everything running good, you shut your car off, but you had it, the carburetor leaking down gas for a while, you know, and it sometimes you know, when your carburetor leaking out, you didn't shut it off. What's going on with that?
That can be caused by too much, too high a fuel level in the carburetor is one of the first things you want to look at because mm-hmm. it's draining the fuel back in. That's mm-hmm. the only thing that's going to create a carburetor run on. Is fuel, you know, draining into it. If you shut your car off and you look down in the carburetor and you see fuel going in there, you got a problem with your fuel level. Set your fuel level where it should be. If you got the plug that goes in there, undo that plug, have your rag, put it underneath the carburetor, and you want the fuel to just weep through the threads on the bottom of that where that screw came from. I mean, just weep through. Now, if you've got the sight glass, there's two different types of sight glass. There's a sight glass that's built into the carburetor. With that, you want it down into the lower third of the sight glass. If you have the one that the sight glass screws into, you want it at the very bottom of the sight glass. Here again, all we're looking for is fuel coming through the level of those threads. And I think the ones that's got the sight glass made into the side of the carburetor, you'll see, if you look on the side of the carburetor, you'll see two arrow points, and that's where the fuel level, where they want it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where it should be. Make sure that on your carburetor, you've got a piece of fuel line that's going from the front vent to the back vent. Put your slice in the center of it, and it may be two slices toward each side. And what that is going to do is get those vent tubes out of the flow of the carburetor so that the carburetor cannot create vacuum and suck the fuel back out of the carburetor. That's been a problem since the 60s, and it's still a problem today if you're running a carburetor. You've got to keep those vent tubes away from that high-speed air or vacuum. Back to you, sir.
Ernie, since you keep on bringing up the doggone questions, almost going to get into my next question. Ernie, why is there extension tubes in a carburetor in the back instead of the front? Seems like if you take it off, it'll clean out the front before it'll clean out the back. Why is that doing?
No.
Why
that? The reason why, when you're setting the car setting still, and it's running, both the jets are covered with plenty of fuel. All right, mm-hmm. Now, when we accelerate hard, the fuel in the front bowl is going to push itself to the back metering, to the metering block, because of the G-force.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in
mm-hmm.
the back bowl, the fuel is going to be forced to the back of the bowl away from the metering block. So your jets mm-hmm. are down there at the base of the metering block. Now they don't have any fuel near them, and they start sucking air, cavitating. So the extensions
mm-hmm.
move it back away from the metering block, closer to the cover, and that way with hard acceleration, it forces the fuel back there and keeps it covered, and you don't have a problem with it cavitating.
Flop,
now,
did you
if
know
you
that
don't
flop?
Have jet extension.
I want to know the flop know that, because I ain't going to tell you said that. Flop, you still listening? Did you know that flop by them?
Yes.
Some carburetor extension?
Yes, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
If you buy a carburetor, I don't care who you buy it from. I don't care. New, used, indifferent, I don't care. Take that carburetor, clean your workbench, set it down, undo the front and the rear bowls, set them accordingly to the carburetor. And the first thing you want to look at, is there any spare pieces laying in those bowls? Jet extensions, jets, screws. You'd be surprised
mm-hmm.
what's left in a carburetor. And you
mm-hmm.
need to make sure that carburetor is right before you put it on your car. And then go out there and work your butt off trying to make that carburetor run just to find out it ain't coming around right. Somebody takes it apart and goes, well, look here, the jet's, or don't even have a jet, or it's got the wrong jet, or got a defective jet. You need to know all that stuff before you go out there and make a pass. Like I say, with new and used, if you get a carburetor that you physically have not looked at, then you know nothing about it.
Hey, Ernie.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. What about if them jet extensions you're talking about? What if I got one of them carburetors that sits sideways, like I see some of them guys with?
Oh, yeah.
A sideways carburetor does not require a jet extension because both bowls are now left to right, not front to back. So you have no G-force load.
Okay.
Back to you, sir.
Okay. No, I'm saying okay. I like that.
But now, if you get a carburetor that came off of a car that had two fours and they were turned sideways and you can put it on a single four, guess what you got to do? You're going to have jet extensions and a rear float for jet extensions. The rear float is going to have two humps in it so that the jet extensions can go underneath the float and operate properly. Turn sideways, you don't have them, you don't need them, and those carburetors will just have standard floats.
Ernie, I ain't going to tell you, Ernie, that somebody keep texting me and talking about if they got the sideways carburetors, do they have to have the special wedge floats in them?
No, not in drag racing. Not at all. Here again, drag racing, you're idle, you're wide open, you're idle. The only thing your floats do is meter the amount of fuel in the bowls. And that's done between the metering jet and the fuel pressure you got going to that jet. But as far as using special floats, no, not necessary.
Ernie, I got a good one. Just came in. I got a good one. I'm going to see what you said. They said, do the jets have to be on the end of the extensions, or could you have the jets into the metering block and add to some tubes that goes over the jet to go in the back?
I've seen them both ways.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, Ernie. I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
Well, you know, they make that little piece of plastic and you slide over the jet. It's supposed to be the jet extension. I'd rather have my jet at the end of the extension than I would at the metering block, because I want my jet, that tube, to stay full of fuel the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And do those little slip-ons work? I'm going to say yes. Hell, I've seen enough of them. My preference is I don't like the plastic ones. I like the brass extensions. They're less likely to fall off because the little plastic ones are just a tension fit over the jet.
Mm-hmm.
Bumped or anything, they can fall off. And what fuel you run can affect the plastic.
Yes.
I prefer the brass.
Exactly. Ones. Exactly. Good answer, Ernie. Good answer. Now, Ernie, I closed old Flop up because we were getting close. Flop might come up with a technical question, so I had to close him up because he's the third smartest on here today. Ernie, you done cranked up your car, the car running good. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ernie, when you turn it off, how come sometimes it clouded up a smoke or, you know, that mist? Why do we call it to do that? You know what I'm talking about?
What causes that is, as you're cranking up, you're running your car, the valves are opening and closing, and then you shut it off. Well, when you shut it off, you may have been in a compression stroke somewhere, and the air is going to bleed out of the cylinder back up through the intake. That's the reason why you get some of that stuff coming back out of the top of the carburetor. Only one cylinder fires at a time, so you got seven other cylinders that's doing other things, pressurizing, sucking fuel in, and it just creates that extra little poof. And that's where you get the stuff coming back up the carburetor.
So that's no big deal then? That's no big deal?
Not unless it's a lot of it. And if you got a lot of it, then I would start looking at valves and valve springs. But no, because it's usually just compression left over in a cylinder that was coming up on compression. And you, when it shut off, that compression has got to go somewhere, so it just vents itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Ernie, like I said, we got, if you want to talk about some stuff you want to talk about, we got 5 minutes to go before we get to the cutoff area, and I ain't had another question coming in, so I know you can figure out some way to, I know you figure out some way to stretch stuff out with them long answers you be having, so come on with it, whatever you got to talk about.
The long answers I give are for a reason. Not only do I want you to know what's happening, I want you to know why it's happening and how you should look at it, fixing it. You've got to know the whole sequence of operations. If somebody tells you, just put a jet extension in there, that may solve your problem. Okay? Ain't saying it won't. But if I give you enough information, you make that decision on yourself. You've got this carburetor. You got it from a friend. He handed it to you. You can run this on your car. You need to be able to take it apart, look at it, and go, okay, I need to do this. Solves a tremendous amount of work. I mean, I got a fellow that's coming up this week from middle Florida bringing his car up because he wants me to tune his nitrous system because they can't get it right. You know, more than happy to help him. I do it over the phone all the time. He's frustrated of what's happening, and he just said, I'm going to bring you the car. Okay. You know, and I do the same thing that I tell y'all. We start with a carburetor. First place you got to do it, you got to start with a carburetor. Is everything correct in it? And I'm almost going to bet you that the jets are too big in this thing, and it probably has a power valve. I'll tell you next week when he gets out of here. I ain't going to tell you who it is, but I'm going to tell you what I found over there. But those are the things you've got to start at the carburetor. If the motor has ever been dyno-tuned, if you've ever made eighth-mile passes and jetted the car so it makes an eighth-mile pass without nitrous, the carburetor is too rich. You've got to make up for that vacuum, extra vacuum that's created when nitrous turns on. I've talked to some of the biggest carburetor manufacturers, Hot Rod. I mean, these guys that y'all know like your first name. I have yet to have one tell me what happens when nitrous comes on. Well, they'll build you a nitrous carburetor. Oh, hell yeah. They have no idea what they're doing. What are you going to do? Change the jets? Change the air bleeds? No, it has nothing to do with nitrous. Nitrous jetting is relative to the compression that you're running and how much nitrous you're running and the velocity through the carburetor. I had one tell me it was linear. It didn't make no difference. Well, you notice I never brought him on the show? It ain't linear, I'll promise you. And, dog, I've got a video I want you to watch on this 1,000 cubic inch motor we did. I did a little test to show Jared what happens when nitrous comes up. And you look at this thing and go, you'll never think about a carburetor the same way. So, guys.
Okay.
This is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems telling you I love my wife.
Okay.
She takes care of me. If I can help you with your nitrous equipment, give me a call, 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. I'll walk you through your problem. Don't fight a problem when a phone call will solve it. It's a hell of a lot cheaper. Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1, Performance Petroleum Products, FDI Transmissions down in Florida, Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance, and for your IBTV needs, Silverback Streams, FTI Transmissions in Florida, and don't forget Lawyer Man. Back to you, dog. Guys, y'all have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you, big man. Tell Brendan I said hello, and thank you for coming on.
Ten more, sir. Y'all have a good one.
All right. All right, Pastor Joe gonna hit the one button. It's early, it's 7 o'clock. No good and well. I ain't finna let him ask Ernie no questions. This close to 7 o'clock, we be going on at 7:45 for Ernie to get through us. Oh, brother, you done woke up.
Doghouse. Hope you let it play a little longer.
Yes, before it was getting good. It was getting good.
Said before I go, let you know that I'll be living in my brand new home. This
brand new
building
home.
Keeps
yes,
on leading.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I hope and trust that first of all, let me apologize to my sister and brother, Brother Ernie, for being here, not being here on time today. That old saying that says, if you don't, it will. In other words, if you don't rest it, it'll take it for itself. So she took the old body decided she would take some sleep for a minute at the wrong time today. But however, God is still good and he's still able. Bro, dog, play a song then, brother and sister, that says, this old building keeps on leaning. This old building is the old body. Leaning is the time. Age-wise, you know, we age a little every day. I tell you guys a lot, if you don't believe that the time is winding up, go get you one of your high school pictures of some sort of past time and look at yourself in the mirror and see where your building is leaning from. But God is still good to us. God still allows us to roam on and do most of the things that we just love to do. But for some reason or another, we can't seem to find time to give God some time.
Amen.
The Lord has allowed us to be able to divide time in a segment. And the segment that we have now is a 24-hour segment. A lot of people say 8 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, and then you got 8 hours. What do you do with that? I can't seem to understand why man can't seem to find a few hours, a few minutes of the day to tell God, thank you. Now, I want to say this, I'm going to get out of the way. I was called here a few moments ago to come say a few words on the 23rd when my nephew has lost his father. Death angel rolled his way. Every day that we wake up, it's a blessing. Every day that we lay down, that we have been instructed through life's journey that when you're asleep, says you are your closest to death. But God continued to allow the old angel to come by and shake you every morning or every evening or whatever time that you need to get up. And he just keep on keeping on blessing you, letting you get, and yet you won't find time for him. sister and brother, mm-hmm. we need to get ourselves together. This thing is wrapping up. It's wrapping up quick.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
Amen.
We need to get ourselves together. Give God some time. Let's see, can we find a few minutes to say, Lord, I know you've been good to me. I know I haven't lived always right. I know I haven't always done the things that I should do. I've done most of the things that I want to do my way. But, Lord, I come today just to say, Father, if you would just allow me one more chance, I'm going to mm-hmm. do things your way. For you've already told me that you didn't mind me having fun. The Bible says the life is good for the soul. For you had instructed me in your word that you don't mind me having fun. You just don't want to grab a hold to me with controlling me. So, Father, if you would just spare my life a little longer, I'm going to turn from my wicked ways and seek your faith. I can promise you, sister and brother, it's going to be the best decision you ever made. I can promise you that. Brother, you're going to get out of here. We're not going to hold you. We just want to give you a little something to think about today. I'm going to get out of here. If it's the Lord's will, if it's God's will, I can promise you this. If you tune in tomorrow at the same appointed time, if it's God's will, we'll be here, and we're going to give you something from these 66. Hopefully that it'll intrigue your mind and spike your heart and touch your ears and make you want to say, Lord, I hear and I surrender. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, brother, because I feel getting God in here. Amen.
All right, Brother B. Appreciate you. I'm going to close him up. I'm going to go down there and see what Brother Pajo wants. He came in last there. Pajo, what's up? What you need there, brother? What's up, Pajo?
Yeah. I was going to ask, honey, I was inspecting my car the other day, and my anti-roll bracket on the passenger side was bent towards the center of the damn ring.
Damn.
And I just trying to wonder, have anybody ever ran into that problem?
You talking about the panhand ball?
Yeah.
Shit, mine bent. Mine bent. Flop your mic over, Flop. Mine bent. I don't know. You know, it didn't. You know, I ain't making the power, but you making it. Mine bent. It bowed. I had to put me a nut on there, Pajo.
Yeah, I was wondering what caused that. I don't know. We're going to build another and make it a little thicker. But I just wondered, did we have some? So one time we left the air at the shop. And I thought that might.
Well, hold on. You know what? I'm going to do something I should never damn do. That's called earn it back again. Because I want to know, too, because mine did it, too. But you got to start coming in here before 5 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I got to cut Ernie off. I can't let Ernie go that close to closing time because we'd be over here overtime like a big dog. Yeah. I'm doing something I might regret. But, you know, Ernie will stay on here 74 more minutes talking in riddles. He might not be.
Hey,
Ernie, we had one more question that we didn't get. We had one more question. Pajo, go ahead and ask him right quick. You're on overtime. You're on overtime.
On my anti-roll, passenger side bracket was bent towards the center of the ring. What caused something like that?
Woo. What can cause it to be bent? Hey, Lord. First thing I would look at would be the chassis setup as far as your weights. Make sure all your weights are set right. And out of adjustment bar is going to create a problem. It's going to load that one bar first. So that would be the first two things I would look at. You know, if it's just flexed, now look at any mounting points to make sure that there's no tears in the metal or any welds coming loose. Check your heim joints to make sure that they're good and snug because you get a heim joint that's wearing out, it's going to allow more weight to go to the other side than that side, and that's going to create it where you get to bend that bracket. I mean, you got to be way out.
What if you leave the air at the shop one time, you know, by mistake, and it doesn't extend like it's supposed to, and
they
just squat?
Normally, that's not going to create a problem because it's trying to lift the body up. So everything, if it's set on a level surface, it should make contact on both sides. If one's making contact before the other one is, then that's where you start having a problem. You've got to get that thing where it lifts up and balances.
Okay.
All right, honey. Go on back to sleep, honey. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You owe me $5 for the overtime. Bye.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, Pajo, I don't know if that'll help you or not, but I gotta. Flop wouldn't answer. He must be like Brother B, sleep over there. But anyway, I'm gonna close it back up. I'm gonna close it back up. Hey, Kid, hit the one. I need Kid hit the one button because I got a song. This song is dedicated. This song, I'm gonna tell you now. This is a song. It's for Danny Boy. So if Danny Boy ain't on the phone, somebody get him on the phone just to listen. This song is when I play this song. Initially, it was gonna be for Bobby Cole initially, but Bobby Cole can't get it because he get in trouble. So Bobby Cole can't get this song. So this song now rolls over to Danny Boy, and after it rolls, if Danny Boy don't want it, it rolls over to Kid. If Kid don't want it, it get inherited by Flop or Brother D. This song is going to get adopted by Flop or Brother D. What's going on, Kid, with that noise back there? What's going on, Kid?
Nothing much. What's happening, Doc? I'm turning this down.
I don't know. This song I'm finna play, Kid, it's for Danny Boy.
Mm-hmm.
But if Danny Boy don't take it, it rolls over to mm-hmm. Kid. If Kid don't take it, it rolls over to the Flop of Brother D. It rolls over to the Flop of Brother mm-hmm. D. So I'm finna play Danny Boy's song. This song is for Danny Boy, Arkansas Danny Boy, Kid. I don't know if you know this song or not, but it's for you. Because you know y'all some old jokers. Y'all are old. It ain't for me. It's for y'all mm-hmm. old jokers. But here it is.
This
is for Danny Boy, Arkansas Boy song. This is for Danny Boy, Arkansas Boy. Here you go.
Cat Daddy, but old fool should be my name. They call me Cat Daddy, old fool should be my name. You see, I left a real good one, but this little young sexy thing. Listen to this, y'all. This woman I've had, been with all the years, now she's at home, just crying tears. She kept my feet, y'all, on the ground. This little young thing got me running around. Cat Daddy, old fool is a better name. They call me Cat Daddy, old fool is a better name. Yeah, I spent all of my money on this little young sexy thing. Here's another thing. They say I'm a no-show on bingo night. They said, look at him, once again he's in the party life. I like Southern soul and blues, she like rap. We compromise when she's sitting on my lap. Cat Daddy, then I take a nap. Old fool is a better name.
Old fool, but Cat Daddy is cool.
They call me Cat Daddy. A better name.
Oh, but Cat Daddy is cool.
You see, I spent all of my money on this young girl they call Miss Fang. Girl, look at it. I sat on the dance floor with that young girl. But girl, I mean, look, they got a groove going. I like that girl. The Cat Daddy slide. Come on, girl. Let's go join them. Huh. Cat Daddy, old fool is a better name.
Old fool, but Cat Daddy is cool.
They call me Cat Daddy. Old fool is a better name.
Old fool, but Cat Daddy is cool.
You see, I left a real good one for this little young sexy thing. Listen at this, when we're together, listen. It's tit for tit, tat for tat. I like what I'm getting y'all, and I ain't going back.
just like an old B.O. I found some honey. She make me feel good. I don't mind spending my money. Cat Daddy. Old Fool should be my name. They call me Cat Daddy. Old Fool should be my name. I left a real good one. Was this little young sexy thing? Here's something I want to tell y'all. Look, it take me 7 days to make this money. She come by 7 minutes, it's gone. And that ain't funny. Cat Daddy.
Oh, Cat Daddy is cool.
48 hours to make it. Less than an hour she take it, cause she know how to shake it. If I had more money, I would have more fun. Cat Daddy, look, say 1, 2, 1, 2, work it. 1, 2, 1, 2, twerk it.
Daddy, what you say, kid? Ain't that for daddy, boy? Daddy.
Yes, indeed.
Well, ain't that for daddy, boy? If you don't take it, roll over you, kid. Then if it don't, flop in D. That is cat daddies. In other words, we some suckers. But anyway, I think Wheelchair got something he want to say before we get started, kid. Wheelchair, what's on your mind, Chair? Is that you, Wheelchair?
It's both of them, man, Bob. Man, Bob. Bob, let me get out of the way because you've been asked up. Hey, dog. First, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out to MGMP this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Pee-wee League had a good turnout, good success on that. 11 cars did get in. Tyler Page with the station wagon won that. Okay, small blocks, we had 7. Roger Bishop was going straight down Broadway. Consistency ain't got to be the fastest all the time. Consistency win, and he ended up winning that. And in the anything on 28, Dirty Red cost me about $300. So he took the win right on when I thought he couldn't do it. So
Don't forget, Wheelchair, off the trailer, Wheelchair. He came off the trailer.
Yeah, he came off the trailer. Yeah. So Dirty Red won that with Nunu 2.0. And then we had the G-Body shootout, 2 cars. It's open a 4-car shootout. 2 of them showed up, so they ran for that pot. And Corey Daniel took out the man, Jack. And then he turned around and told them to go get their big homie, Freddie Cougar. And Corey Daniel with Eggfield slapped the hell out of Freddie Cougar, too.
Damn.
So now they on Facebook. It's all a little hometown rivalry. They on Facebook going back and forth. So I'm looking for both of them races to get locked back in real soon, dog.
Yes, sir.
And, dog, did a good job. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. And we got out of there at a decent time, beat the cold weather, everything. Finished all the shootouts. All right,
yes, well, sir. That Bobby Cole, he done gave his song to Danny Boy. That song posed it for him, but he can't get that song because he get in trouble. So Danny Boy got to take it. What's up, Bobby? What you got going on back there, Bobby?
I ain't making no noise. I just pissed that you acting the damn fool, ain't I? I ain't gonna interrupt what you got going on.
Bobby, I was choreographing that for you for your race down there when we had that bikini contest, Cat Daddy. I'm going to let them old girls warm up with that cat daddy.
They want this goddamn party mode shit. They want to party mode.
Them young boys got these plays. This is going to be for these old school young. See, these young boys want to be old school, Bobby. They just don't know how. They want to be old school, but they don't know how. But anyway. But now, Mr. Cole, what you got going on, man? What you got going on, man? You know, been a minute since you've been on here. You know, you be working different shifts and different hours.
I think you got Pride Joe taking my spot. Shit, Pride Joe, you over there tearing up shit and bending up shit and cracking and all kinds of shit with you.
Oh, man.
for a guy I don't never hardly see no more. He tearing up more shit over there with them kids at the school looking at the car and shit.
Bobby said you breaking more shit than a man on the racetrack.
I ain't saw Pie. Goddamn, he over there acting early. How he broke shit, cracked it, invented. He must got the car down at the road course at the Mercedes place down there. I don't know where he got at the school. Got at the school, so he kids jumping up on monkey bars and shit.
Bobby, you know what, Bobby, you got a point, Bobby. You got a point, Bobby. Yeah. Got a point, Bobby.
He done been some shit that's supposed to be steady. Shit, I don't. That shit's supposed to be rock steady. I don't know what the hell Pie got going on.
like I said, Bobby, he ain't been at the track, so how the hell he been out there in the garage?
That's what I thought.
He's back in and out of the garage.
Yeah. They in the back over the battery or something. He left over there in the back and got that garage. So.
Bobby, you've been gone, Bobby. And since you've been gone, people on the morning shows and shit just been getting out of shape, man. I mean, you know, you keep them halfway straight up. I'd be on there arguing with you to keep you straight up, and you'd be keeping me straight. Tell me, how in the hell did Pie Joe all of a sudden become part of the Four Horsemen? He's part of Brother D, Big T. Are they the four non-racing horsemen? What is going on, Bob?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You know, he got Pie Joe. He got that gangster shit wrote off in there somewhere in the fine print. You got to read the fine print to know what gangster is. He got the pipe shop gangster. That's really what his name is.
He's
laying in the cut on the press show, but he doing some gangster stuff. I don't know what he's doing to the Mercer. I don't know what he's doing to the motherboard, or I don't know what he's doing with. Pie got some stuff going on.
Well, tell me this here now. You know Nikhil, right? You know Nikhil that we just inducted into the morning show? You know Nikhil, don't you?
Yeah. I heard him.
How in the hell did 9-on-1 get him to adopt him? How did he get in 9-on-1, man? Bob, you got to play
the man.
Hey, Willie Dawg.
Yeah, man. Somebody tell me something.
You got to leave him alone, dog.
Who, Nikhil?
Yeah.
Bobby got to tell me what's real now. I said it once. Bobby tell me how the hell with you, Nikhil Devon in the what you call him? And don't nobody even know him. What? We ain't even seen him.
I ain't seen him, but I heard they know that they voted him in for some kind of way or some reason somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he told Wick, or what he promised Wick.
Promise, Bob.
Okay. It's got to be something of sort because he.
Yeah.
Wick ain't too kind of letting nobody. He had to be so Wick's real good shit because he ain't letting too many people get in there to get behind
him
after him and BT.
Hold up, Bobby. You know, I didn't attend school like you did. Now, I did see a picture of Nikhil. He had an S on his forehead. What does that S stand for?
Oh, man, don't do it, dog. Don't do it, man.
I mean, Bobby said, Bobby, stupid, sucker, sausage. Bobby said a plumber, and that's a sucker then. A sucker, a sausage. Come on, Bobby. Come on,
damn.
Bobby.
Damn.
Let a few of the guys come on. You got Maul and Swap on there with you. What did y'all just say them were?
Stupid.
Bobby, he way out there in Arizona, Idaho, somewhere. Well, they ain't got about four black folks out there, man.
How you gonna get some money back down here in a week and bring him some shit to eat? What is the problem with?
I don't know. Man, I don't know, man. I wouldn't bother you guys. You supposed to be the sheriff of this shit, and you just letting people run over the town, and we don't even know what the hell going on in the saloons or nothing, man.
I'm back now. I don't know what's going on. I'm about to do some investigation.
Lying,
in the I didn't hear him on that. He's been on that. He forced his pain on a whole bunch of shit now.
Oh, yeah. A whole lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
They said Boss got on there and tried to scare him. Boss said, well, bet 5,000 or 10. Everybody got quiet. Nikhil came on there and said, bet it. God damn.
Oh, hell.
That's what I said about it. I said, damn.
We got a new kid in town.
Yeah.
He got a new
daddy.
Kid in town.
Yeah.
We got to see if he can walk the walk. He's got to see if he can walk the walk. See, like Cat Daddy's name sounds good, but it should be a damn
daddy.
Fool. That's what it should be. Now.
It's a damn fool. A whole fool. Yeah. How about it? I'm going to do something I don't usually do now. You know, Back Kellen, Mike Hill, or Trigger Man should have been on here talking about this show that pulled me for this weekend, but they ain't showed up. So, Body Cole on here. And Body Cole, tell me about them fried ribs, Getty, and them damn lemon pie cakes or whatever. Tell me about the shit you're going to have at your race, though, Bobby. We'll skip to that.
Well, dog, it don't change. I ain't got the menu changing too much, but hell, you know, that shit didn't cost a little bit more than what it normally costs. But I got ribs, though. I got barbecue ribs, baby back ribs. I got fried ribs. We got steaks. We got goddamn fish. It's your choice. It don't make a difference. I got caramel cakes. And we're going to have fried
ribs. What about them event T-shirts and stuff? You going to have some event T-shirts that they
Fried chicken. I want to make an event T-shirt, but I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to do it. I just got the Memphis Gangsta T-shirts that's coming.
Right on. Well, ain't your son got a new shirt line coming out or something, too? Or something?
Yeah, he got some stuff he doing. Rich and Dangerous or some stuff like that. Or something like that.
Yeah.
He got a whole lot of different sayings on there. He's been selling a lot of T-shirts online.
Okay.
Sweatshirts, well, T-shirt.
Let me put this bug
in y'all ear, though. Let me put this bug in y'all ear. April the 27th through the 29th. We got the Alabama Madness. It's going to be all down there in the road ties. I got $10,000 guaranteed money. 5-inch 484 and single small block turbo. Stock board space. I got all steel, all glass shootout. $5,000 on top of the pot, $250 entry. Ain't no need to complain. Don't need no talking, no shit. Just read the rules and bring your ass. And also, I got that dirty, low down, goddamn diaper game. Diaper game. Bring your own baby wipes, though. When you get shitted on,
that's them damn kids with them diapers on with shit in the diapers and shit on.
Yeah, that with them shit and all that, them pipes all out the back, mufflers and shit, dropping water all behind the goddamn tire. That's that goddamn diaper game. I've had more calls about that diaper game. It's a free entry, $3,000 on a $3,000 pot, goddamn it, Friday night, 7 o'clock. Bring your ass. Nope, you bought enough.
Yeah.
Dirty diaper game. We also got to dump some shit Mike Hill and Doc Willie Dog put together. God damn it. It ain't no freak, Nick, but it's a bikini skinny and bikini contest. So shit, $1,000.
Me and Mike Hill did that.
Yeah, Doc, don't interrupt me while I'm doing this. You didn't interrupt Ernie, yo.
I'm sorry.
We got some of the fastest goddamn grudge cars in the world. You know what I'm saying? Just got to bring your ass down, man.
Yeah.
Open testing on Thursday for everybody. And races on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Well, now, Bobby, we did jump over that and went to that, though. But we do have some potentially coming up this weekend, Bobby.
Pat Collins and Jamie and Mike Hill got a show going on this weekend. I don't know exactly what classes they have. They have anything on 28?
Yeah,
I mean, one of the two. I don't know. I haven't seen a flyer.
Well, we won't. Go ahead. No. They got some good stuff going on.
Yeah, I know they got 40-50 lock-ins in there. I know for sure. I haven't seen a flyer on them, but I do know that they had the 40-50 lock-ins, and they have some goddamn good ones in there too coming up.
Hold on. I think here comes Hitman is now. He done easy in with a new phone. Hitman, that you?
Yeah, that me, dog. Appreciate you, Bobby Cole. Bobby Cole, you're doing a good job over there. Good job, Bobby Cole. So I tend to lie on you, dog. But we'll take the blame.
Damn, dog. What, you laughing out loud? Let me find that laugh. Hold
on,
let me find that laugh.
No,
that motherfucker
said,
don't interrupt me.
Yeah, they put it on. I don't really got a song for him and everything. And he talking about me.
Yeah. Who was doing that laugh? Put a cucumber in your goddamn mouth. We're on the show. Goddamn dog.
Yes, sir. Well, Bobby was telling us what we got going on, Mike. We still up in the air. Are we rolling? I didn't want to say that.
Yeah,
are we rolling?
No. Just for everybody knowing, as of right now, it's just still too early for us to make any decision. We rolling forward. You know, me and Pat and Jamie was on the phone this morning, and you know, we said we just, you know how this stuff do. I mean, I know,
right?
It ain't changed a lot, but like, man, you know, we've been there too many times where fucking it will change, and we don't. We said we probably Wednesday morning is probably when we gonna probably look closer and really just try to, if it's, you know, to see what, you know, whether you roll forward or do whatever you want to do, man. But like I said, as of right now, we still move forward. We ain't canceled not a damn thing. Everything's still a go right now. We're just going to look closer Wednesday morning. You know, we didn't figure nobody was leaving before that, you know, before Wednesday. So we figured that'll be a good time to make, you know, look at it closer and see if ain't nothing changed. But, you know, Saturday ain't showing nothing but besides a little cooler temps. But, you know, like I thought, that, you know, we still want to make sure everybody's safe, everybody have a good race. Yeah. So, you know, that's all important. So all that'll be considered regardless, you know.
Well, like Bobby was finished saying, Mike, they got them old shitty boys coming over there, the diaper game. They got a $5,000. They got a free entry. They got that Extreme 28 is going to be there. $5,000 to the winner. Free entry. And they got that damn big $25,000 four-car shootout, small block shootout.
We got
all the deposits for them. If that all go together, then they got some nasty lock-in on the big boy side. We ain't going to talk about the 50-60 that Pat Callen them got locked in. We talking about Black Gold and Disrespectful and Ricky Stanbrough and Josie Wells.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I'm telling you, it's loaded, Mike. It's loaded. It's loaded.
Yeah, it's a lot of good ones. A lot of good ones for sure. You know what I'm saying? Just keep our finger crossed. All we can do is keep our finger crossed. And it's all, like we always say, dog. Whatever happens, you ain't questioning the good Lord. There ain't no questioning.
Yeah, we ain't gonna never do that. Well, look here, Mike. You must have started doing the right thing. Tell Trigger Man, tell Pat Callen, because Trigger Man to go sit down. He must have did something wrong, because you and Trigger Man been getting y'all's off. Y'all been showing 70-80% chance of rain on y'all shows, and there ain't been no rain. So tell Pat Callen to sit down. Maybe he's jinxing the damn shit. Tell Pat Callen to be quiet. Hey, Bobby, I gotta look at it like this. Jenny Ray show 80% and no rain. Mike show 60% and no rain. Well, Pat Callen, the only one left, so he need to sit down there and be quiet. Yeah. I didn't call it the way I did. Yeah. But no, man, like I said, y'all, what Mike said, Wednesday, they're gonna make a hard decision or a hard look at it Wednesday and see what's going on, y'all. You know. But it,
right,
like I said, we ain't gonna question the law, but you know, we gotta do what we gotta do. Gotta go along. We can't do nothing about it no way, Mike. Even if we want, we can't do nothing about it.
Right, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting a text. Hey, T-Mac, I don't want to know that. Listen to the bad report, and then you might know something. T-Mac, come on there. They text. Why are they on the show and asking me questions? If you're on the show, that wasn't but an ass. He ain't over here messing with us. He come over here. Tony Bryan going to take care of that. But I doubt it. Uh-oh. I doubt it, though. I doubt it. Tony Bryan going to take care of that, though. But we good to go. But anyway, anybody got anything else? Mike, you and Bobby, y'all got anything else we want to put out right quick? Anything else?
Bobby put out the new Alabama Madness, and like I said, man, after this weekend, you know, I'll be hipping, going hard on that one too. So, get working on that. That'd be the next big thing for me. So, you know, hipping Bobby with that. So,
are you gonna have any Hitman apparel there, Mike, for that Alabama Madness?
Man, I doubt it, dog. I mean, if somebody want to bring some shirts, I will. But you know, I don't. I ain't good at sitting around, you know. I'd be moving, dog. I had to have somebody that is really set up and sell that stuff and shit, you know.
I got you.
But if somebody need it, you know, I will bring them something.
Y'all want some Hitman apparel at that Alabama Madness is going to also be at Steel coming up at the end of April there.
Bring me a couple large, Mike. Bring me a couple large.
Yeah, I'll probably.
Man, you know you don't wear none that big.
Yeah, who they for? That for your kids or your wife or something? That for your kids or your wife,
kid,
they large.
Don't worry about who the fuck they for.
Oh, damn.
You ain't gonna pay for them, are you?
and you ain't gonna wear them.
All right, then.
God,
mind your
damn
business.
Amen. Kid got rubbed in, though.
I see. He had some hair on his chest now.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
I'm gonna be scared to see him if he wear that large shirt, though. I'm gonna be scared of him if he put that large. If he wearing it.
I've been working out, dog, since you saw me.
Okay. Right.
That's why I need a large.
All right. Okay. All right. No, I ain't mad with you. You and Trigger Man must have been going to the same gym. Trigger Man think he's a boxer now, and you think you buff.
You know, kid like he was a little short. You know, he be needing a 36 in the length on his pants, but he get a 32.
Yeah.
Get a 28.
Yeah.
Watch the wheelchair.
Put up some pillars on. He wanted a goddamn shirt to be up with. He decided.
Yeah, up his titties, yeah. Like it, not just shirt pulling up to his titties, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What kid?
Yeah.
Kid, what the hell you going to do this year at Alabama Madness? You can't stay at Bobby's house. What you going to do here?
Oh, man, I got people in Memphis. We're going to commute.
Who's in Memphis this year?
We're gonna commute.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were gonna pull into the Walmart parking spot and get you. I thought you were selling chips out there at Walmart.
No, we're gonna commute. It ain't gonna take long to get back to Memphis.
About 3.5 hours?
Something like that.
Kid, what you want from Memphis? What you want to know about Memphis?
No, he talking about
where you gonna stay. I was telling him we're going to commute.
God damn.
4 hours from Memphis to world.
To steal.
It's 4 hours. 4 hours.
Okay.
I'm driving that trailer. 70, 75. If you go faster than that, you might make better time.
Mm-hmm.
Locking that in that trailer. Tell me, better not go to sleep.
He get in that trailer, he ain't gonna go to sleep.
Man, that's a rough ride.
Yeah, you ain't lying, Mike. That shit give you, it's just like being on a boat, being seasick, man. You get sick back there if it's moving. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
But all right, I hear Tate and Jerry done men at their fences, and Tate and Q fighting now.
Man.
Come by the cold race. If any one of them show up anywhere close to the gate, he gonna go to their ass.
Damn.
Hold on, dog. Hold on now. Tate ain't been back on nobody else. Tate came on at
2 o'clock in the morning, Mike. 2 o'clock in the morning. and cussed Q out so bad I felt sorry for Q, man.
Oh,
damn.
Man, he cussed Q out so doggone bad, man, I started to try to find out where he was at. I thought he was drunk, but he wasn't drunk. If he was drunk, he talked to shit sober. 2 o'clock in the morning. Him and Jimmy, and well, I ain't going to say they men that pissed, but they ain't arguing with nobody. So now him and Q on it real hard.
Yeah, the Mexican standoff.
Yes, sir. I started to send Q a care package to sew his butt up that tape was on the butt.
Oh, man.
And Tate didn't stop talking either. He stopped to take a breath. So he couldn't have been drunk.
No?
He couldn't have been drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tate bad acting, boy. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't want to say it in public, though, but I think he got Jamie a little nervous there. I think Jamie trying to wait to find him a horse to mess with him before. I think Jamie a little nervous, I think.
Dang.
I know I'm going to get cussed out either way, but knowing Jamie, he ain't finna lay down for Tate, but right now he laying on his stomach right now.
Oh, man.
So that means Jamie Munster ain't got nothing to handle Tate with. Trust me, soon as he finds something to handle Tate with, he'll be back at it again. They'll be back at it again. Trust me. But right now, Tate got the upper hand on him. Somebody called Brother D and get him on. I seen he just texted me. I just seen the text. He talking about he fell off again. He went to sleep for the prayer meeting. He talked for a minute. Now he done fell off the show. So the devil telling him not to get on anything. So I tell y'all what, I'm going to go ahead and do the bear report right now. Get it on right away. Just in case some stuff come up later on, because Tony Bynes might get upset. He going to wrong somebody. Tony Bynes just made the dumbest. Oh, Brother D got back on. He did get back on. I ain't over your mouth. I done told you. I just told somebody to get you back on. You done got yourself back on. He must have kept redialing and got in there, boy. Oh, the damn show fool. Let me. I hate to open his mic up. He might. What you want, Brother D? I was just finna try to get somebody to get you on, and you done got on yourself. What you want?
I'm back in. I just let you know I'm back in. I'm back in. I might come back in later.
I just seen the text. And the man,
I got
said,
a little out of
the
call.
Not the back end. Not the two times for me.
Oh. If you're on the show, he said, somebody just sent me a text to give us a shout out for this weekend. Still, damn, bro. Hit the one button then. Are you on the show? Hit the one button and do it your damn thing. Well, I swear, I can't. I'm like wheelchair now. All right. Man, I'm getting jumped on from all over the place. Yeah. The All-Star game, I mean, the All-Stars extravaganza up there at Piedmont. I was supposed to be up there, but they subpoenaed me. Yeah, they got a big race going on there at Piedmont, a big two-day race up there, too. Extravaganza. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, though. And they got a whole. It's their first race. I think it's their first point race too. They had the Carolina No Time 275 boys gonna be up there, and they put on a hell of a show. And they got the All Steel All Glad. Now they could probably gonna have 10 or 12 cars, and they All Steel All Glad, cause I think that's where that shit originated from. And everybody else started doing it, and it got out of hand almost. Also, they got a big time shootout too. Though they got a whole bunch of stuff going there, and that All Star Extravaganza. So go on Piedmont's website and see what they got going on. They got the motorcycles going to be up there and everything, too. And don't forget Sunday Funday. Now, I might be able to make – I might leave Alabama if they don't, or whatever and make the Sunday race up there. They got to come to win. They got to come to win, too. So they got something for everybody up there at Piedmont.
Shanita ain't going to be there but Friday and Saturday.
You talking about with that pink car? What's Shanita you talking about? Shanita Bean?
No.
Go to the Carolina Small Town No Time website and you get all the information out there. They got a hell of a show. Got something for everybody. You get in where you fit in. They got something for everybody. All right. If I find out Lance is on the doggone internet listening, I'll let him slide. But if he on the show and won't hit the button, but I'm gonna see can he fight with them damn muscles he got. But anyway, there it is. And, I ain't scared of him because he lift weights now. But hold on, I got a tick. Don't make me make Travis Harvey whoop the shit out of Bobby Cole. Uh-oh. Damn, Bobby. Bobby! Where Bobby went?
Damn. I did Bobby get told me that one, dog.
Yeah, he said, don't make me make Travis Hardy get on Bobby Colbert. Yeah. All right. Brother B, I'm closing you up. I'm going to do the bad report. You got a bad report, Brother B?
I got a lowrider report. I got a lowrider report for Horseman.
We talking about people that racing. We ain't talking about people in the shop.
No. I'm just saying, you know, for amigos, we got a report for our group.
How Joe said he is not in it for amigos. He said, no, he's not in it.
That's not what my brother said. That's not what my brother said. Yeah, that's not what my brother said.
He's on the phone.
I talked to her. And that's what they don't want me. They don't want me to be in the line, you know. See, with my brother being in the line, we cover all angles. We have all fields covered, you know. That's what that is. But, you know, we understand they don't want me to be in.
Okay. You say so. You got a. We ain't doing no lowrider report yet. You got a bad report, though?
I don't do no barefoot, dog. I don't get it.
Oh,
I say, I even keep myself out of there, dog. I keep myself out of something. I get enough trouble as it is.
I heard one of your buddies back there laughing. I hear Pat Joe back there laughing. But anyhow, I'm closing it up. I'm finna go there. Mike here, you got a barefoot. Mike, you don't do barefoot neither.
No, sir.
Michael.
No, sir, dog. No, sir. I don't have no barefoot.
I'm going to close you up then, right, for a minute. I'm going to do this bad report and let the people talk. Hold up, kid. You going last. Flop, you got a bad report? And keep going in and out. Him and Brother B must be looking at the same doggone phone movie or something. Like, he ain't saying nothing either, all right? Pajo, you got a bad report?
Pajo. No, I can't find no poem movie on that stick.
Oh, so, man.
Nah. Now I said Tajo wasn't in with the four horsemen. You know somebody sent me a text said, smart move, Tajo, smart move. I ain't gonna tell you Chuck sent me that.
Oh man.
I ain't gonna tell y'all Chuck sent me. Yeah. I'm closing up, bro. Kid, you got a battery for kid?
No, I was on the NHRA trail this weekend.
Well, you still could have a battery for all right. Wheelchair, anybody on your mic got a battery for? Wheelchair, you got a battery for? Wheelchair might have one of them all.
Yeah, dog, I got one.
Come on with it, Jeff. Come on with it, Jeff.
My bear going to be Corey Daniels with the XPL.
Oh, shit.
And my bully also going to be Corey Daniels with the XPL.
Okay.
My cub.
All right.
My cub, I'm going to get the Mo Jesus.
Oh. Okay.
I ain't getting out the top to jackass, none of that. And most impressive car, I'm going to have to get the Dirty Red with new 2.0.
All right. Well, we just normally have the same stuff I have, but damn, he ain't close to me today. Anybody else got a bad report? Kid, you said you ain't got none, right?
No, I ain't got none, though.
All right, but wheelchair said Mo Jesus. If Mo Jesus came over here and just dotted his head in there every now and then, he'd be a bad joke on the battery poke if he just dotted his head in there. But he taking care of business, and I think he's supposed to be in steel this week. And he's supposed to be running, I think, Tony Bynes. From what I've seen down there, if he get that stumble out that car, kid, somebody's going to be in a lot of trouble. Somebody's going to be in a lot of trouble. Because that Mo Jesus ain't playing the radio. But anyway, anybody that's got a bad report before I do the official bad report, Wheelchair normally be on the same page with me. He must have been smoking dope. Oh, that's right, he was already drunk. Wheelchair was drunk before the race started. That's right, he was drunk. All right, anybody else with a bad report? 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 Anybody else want to talk about some of their people before I do the bad report? Get a recognition to some of these people because, you know, I can't be for one place at one time. If you don't send me nothing, if I don't hear about it, I can't do nothing about it. So if you don't get your proper, I know about Lowrider. I know about Lowrider. I know about Big Red. I know about Chemo. I know about Pajo. I know about who else in the 400. Who else? All of them got something in common, kid. They all in the shop.
Mudbone.
And ain't none of them racing. And Mudbone. They all in the shop, and ain't none of them racing. So they all got something in common. Thank you, kid. I was going to leave Big Eddie alone because he pleaded the fifth last night. You know, he pleaded the fifth last night. And I also want to welcome Uncle Larry back to the Blog Talk shows. If y'all didn't know, Uncle Larry is mm-hmm. back on his Blog Talk shows. He come on Saturday nights. I think it should be at 9 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock daytime. But Uncle Larry mm-hmm. is back. He's sounding. His voice ain't as deep as it was, but he's sounding good, and he say he ain't good help. So I want to welcome Uncle Larry back to the blog shows on Saturday nights, guys. So tune in and holler at him. All right, here is the official Bear Report. The Bear of the Week is Spanky Dirty Red Johnson. Is Dirty Red is the Bear of the Week. The Cub is Mo Jeezy with a Silver Bullet. Race of the Week and Event is Mo Jeezy in a Silver Bullet. The Bully is, Wheelchair was right, is X-Pill, Corey Daniels. The Thought is Big Amp and Freddy Krueger. The Jackass is Lil Larry and Ms. Graham. The Lamont Sanford, Tony Bynes, the new driver of Backstabber.
Mm-hmm.
Most impressive was X-Pill, Corey Daniels. Honorable mention was Tyler Page, Robert Fulton with that little Pee-wee. They were the Pee-wee winner with that wagon. Very, mm-hmm. very, very, very good little run there. Driver of the Week goes to Spanky Dirty Red Johnson. Yeah, well, Dirty Red was doing his thing this week. I watched him. He was leaving on people and everything, man, and the damn car was running flawless. Aunt Bona got that thing going to work, boy. Aunt Bona got that thing working good, boy. So y'all better watch out. Aunt Bona raising a little hell out there. Best Racer of the Week was down there in Texas, Evandale, was Rock Crusher and Silver Bullet. That Rock Crusher and Silver Bullet, that's Mo Jeezy. Best Host of the Week was Trent, the co-owner of Miller Georgia Motorsport Park, which is Tweed County, and Wheelchair, a.k.a. the event coordinator. So that is the official Bear Report of the Week. The official with no bias. I got input from different people. If it was justified and I didn't already have it, they got it. Bear of the Week, Dirty Red, Spanky Johnson. The Cub, Mo Jeezy, Silver Bullet. Race of the Week and Event was Mo Jeezy. The Bully was X-Pill, Corey Daniels. The Thought was Big Amp, Freddy Krueger. Jackass was Lil Larry, Miss Graham. He went out there every day. They came, Mo Jeezy and them came out from Louisiana. Them down there went out there every day and beat the stank out of Lil Larry and them. They was halfway to track before Mo Jeezy took off and still lost. Lamont Sanford was Tony Bynes. He got on a live feed. Didn't blink his eyes.
Oh, man, Backstabber.
And didn't stutter and said he was out and said he was with Backstabber, kid. He got to be the Lamont Sanford.
I heard he was driving Backstabber now.
Yeah. Most impressive this week was the XPL down there, little G-Body down there in Macon. He was looking for anybody on the property, and he took care of business down there. Honorable mention was the little wagon they had down there. Tyler Page and Robert Fulton was driving, and he was the Pee-wee winner. And then Pee-wee put on some – they put on a good show, boy. That was a good little class there. Which of them got something going with that little Pee-wee lead. Driver of the Week was also my man, Dirty Red, Spanky Johnson. Like I said, we ride Spanky Johnson. We ride people like him. We ride people like Tate and all them. But when the guys do good, man, we got to give them their praises too. And the best host of the week was Trent, which is the co-owner of Macon, the Miller Georgia Motorsport Park, and Wheelchair, which was the event coordinator. Wheelchair did a good job of handling the money, handling the Pee-wee League, and me and him, I mean, man, it couldn't have been no better. I mean, that's one of the best run coordinated races I've been to in a while. And my feet telling me I'm hurting now, even though I had a four-wheeler. My feet killing me. So there it is. I'm finna open these mics back up. If y'all got anything y'all want to talk about or say, y'all go ahead. You know I'm going to the internet to post this stuff, so y'all give me a little bit of break, but I can hear you. I'll flop you back on, Pie Joe. You on Wheelchair. You on. You can help me out a little bit more if I'm doing that. Mike here, you on. I don't know if you want to say something. Brother B, you on. All y'all mics on. Y'all keep the show going for a minute while I post this to Facebook if y'all don't mind.
Well, I didn't know Tony Bynes was driving Backstab. What, Jamie done gave up his driving job or what?
Let me get Boss on here for you. Let me get Boss on. I'm tired of you kids. Players mess up sometimes too, kid.
Yeah, well, he the one said it. Shit, I didn't know.
You got a point there, kid. Got a point there.
When he did a live feed, say new driver Backstab, shit, I don't know. I live up in the north. I don't live down south.
Crying Time coming back together.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ask the kid.
He probably getting measured for a new seat. He probably getting measured for a new seat. You know, he's a little bit taller than Jamie.
Not about the same height, ain't
they? Oh. Maybe a little bit taller than Jamie.
Dog, I'm trying to play it out. Hey, yeah, dog, I forgot to announce that Rico and Scott got the one shot, one kill. Down in Middle Georgia at the end of the month. They got the Junior 484, 3,000 to the winner, 1,500 runner up, 500 semis, 258 cars. Mm-hmm. They got the All Motor Shootout, eight cars, $200. They're going to put $1,000 on top. And they got the Little G Shootout, $1,500 purse, free entry. And it's going down to MGSP. So, kid, I can bring the lowrider down there and get in the little G shootout.
Oh, man, not the lowrider.
Yeah.
Lowrider couldn't even get in the doggone Walmart parking lot.
Man, lowrider finna be dropping his laundry in somebody's face, man.
Oh, man.
What's going to be his own?
What's wrong?
The dryer door broke or something?
What did you say, Flop?
No, you know that laundry he got out there on the back.
Oh, okay.
That laundry
okay.
he got on the back.
Oh, okay. That shoot. Oh, okay.
Here go Tommy.
Kid tried to slide one in there then.
Sure did talk about the dryer door broke.
Damn, kid, you still one in that end.
Hey, y'all on my line, we open.
You're the kid.
Keep your mics controlled.
Hey, what's up,
Tony? What's going on, boss? Yeah, I see.
What's
goddamn it, you the new driver, backstabber, huh?
I tell you, I always have a dog every time I see you there. God.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Y'all on Dollar Show yet?
Yeah, you on
the
show
now.
You
on the show now.
Oh, I ain't know that. Hey,
what about
this? Yeah. What's
wrong?
Yeah, man.
And Tony, the whole time you get a kid that's on Dollar Show, back about Tony. Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness. Where's Maul at? Is Maul on the show?
Oh,
more likely.
I called him all. He didn't answer the phone.
Hey,
oh, man. Yeah, what up, Flop?
Man, can you tell me more about this Four Horsemen stuff going on then that I heard?
No, I don't know nothing about it. I just, since last week, I heard they were getting together.
Damn.
I don't know too much about it. Well, you know, the Four Horsemen, they were some bad boys.
Yeah, I like Arn Anderson, baby.
Oh, man, what about Ric Flair, man?
Man,
from head
to be
to
the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!
Which one of them 44 boys want to ride Space Mountain?
Uh-oh.
Man, ain't nothing but some little guys over here. Maybe I can find the 484 show and ask them.
I'm just talking, Flop.
Oh, that's you. That's you. Man.
I guess Brother D going to be old there tonight.
Yes, sir.
No,
oh, man.
They're important.
Who was it? Ole and Arn Anderson, Ric Flair, and who else?
Tell the black
people. Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arn Anderson, Ric Flair, Teddy Blanchard, or somebody.
Yeah. Which one is Tim House, man?
Oh, man.
He's the older Arn.
Well, y'all sure can't keep a show going. Y'all
Y'all can't
hey,
even keep
hey,
the show
hey, dog. Dog. What awards you give Tony Bass?
The month sample.
Oh, the month sample. Oh, okay.
The morning show voted him in.
Oh, okay.
They said when they heard that live video, they voted him in.
I want to know how Boss worked himself into the seat of backstabber.
Yeah, that's what they were wanting to do.
Is he trying to say Jamie couldn't promote the car or something and get him no race?
I think a car like that driven by the 7-time World Race of the Year will make it more valuable.
Okay. You got a point there, Padre.
But then you got to think about it's raining. It was driven by the current and raining 2-time World Race of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Got to take all that into consideration.
Yeah.
And now I'm one of them motherfuckers driving.
Oh, man.
That sounds like Dre. Is that Dre? Dre ain't scared to come on this early. They know they're going to get on his back as soon as they hear.
Yeah. Know they'll get him off here shortly.
Yeah, it is. He'll be gone in a minute. Poor Dre. They get on them too much. They get on them too fast, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go get a crew on my line, and they done went quiet. I guess they'll find their space and pass up accordingly when necessary.
Hey,
Willie Dog, what awards you gave my boys out here in Texas? What you gave them?
I went over 3 times. If you didn't hear, you need to go back and listen to it.
Listen what I'm saying, man. I wasn't over here. I just know somebody told me that they got an award on the show. So I said,
whoever told you, you should ask them what they got. If they told you, you should ask them. Come on now.
All right, I'm out the way, baby. Go ahead.
He ain't in my way. No, he didn't. He didn't get the thought.
Mo Jesus was the bear.
Dre a hoe. Dre a straight 100% hoe. Fuck off the phone. Hey. Go home.
Oh, man.
Go in the barn, man. The man sleep with the horse.
Your mama had you. She was a hoe, so why the fuck you calling me?
Damn.
Nasty motherfucker.
Your mama was hoeing when she had you, bitch ass nigga. So why you gonna call me with your mama?
I don't know the fuck she's supposed to be hoeing. She got a
She's supposed to be hoeing.
So, with that being said, she my
hoe.
Now, how about that? Damn. Man, your motherfucking mama. Your motherfucking mama look like your horse.
That's all right. Your mama well, piece of leather put together. Nasty looking bitch. I try to be nice and everybody else be nasty, Mike. I should have just said nasty. Baby been singing that song all day.
Hey, Flop, don't do it.
Don't do it. You can sing it better than anybody.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Your mama don't wear no drawers. Ding dong, I always feel the mama. Ding dong, she threw them in the air. That's Dre mama with a nasty ass, nasty bitch.
That ought to be your grandma, bitch.
I like Mo Jesus. I'm just teasing with you, Dre. I like Mo Jesus though. Mo Jesus can hump. He can flex, get away from rap. They all humping right now.
So that gold song, bitch, surfing back up. They all gonna get the hump. They gonna get the high. I'm gonna try dog motherfucking ass since he like to pop off.
Yeah.
I did hear Dre throw out a $100 bet at Big House today.
I'll be out in Texas in a couple of months. If you, boy.
You got that though. When you get out here, man. You sure goddamn do. You know we gonna get it on with you no matter what.
Well, you got the easy part done.
Well, dog, that's it. You say you're gonna be out in a couple of months. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, it is. I can come out there before then. You get on your ass.
Well, I ain't ready. You come out here in a couple of months, I guarantee we be ready for you.
Okay. How much guarantee do you want to bet on that? How much guarantee besides your mouth you want to put on that?
It don't really matter. Me call it out. Last time you thought I couldn't call a bet, and I put it on your ass. But what you talking about? Call it out.
You ain't never put nothing on me.
Call it out, motherfucker. What you want to bet, man?
You the one talking. I'm listening to you, boy.
Okay, you just asked me how much I want to bet on that. I mean, I'm asking you, what do you want to put out there, sir?
Whatever you put out there, I cover.
All right, well, that's a bit. Whatever I put out there, you cover. That's all we need to know. We don't need to do no dollar amount right now.
Wait, okay. I'm ready to lock in, though, sir.
I ain't ready to lock in until I get some offers.
Well, you need to be quiet, man.
I
you
ain't
need,
say nothing.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You need to go set your ass down somewhere.
You trying to lock in Big Red today.
I tried. I just told Dog I'm going to try his fuck ass when goddamn we get some oil pressure. I ain't saying nothing.
Well,
I ain't disrespecting
my nuts. Try me when you get oil pressure. Don't talk to me before then, man. If you can't, if you ain't got oil pressure, don't talk to me.
Hey, man, I'm out the way, man.
But, I mean, you know, you still, you know, just don't bring up raising if you can't raise me.
Hey, man, I just said I'm out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
If anybody want to raise me, if you can't raise me within 2 weeks, don't talk to me about raising me.
You got a two-week window. No,
got a two-week window.
So I got to tell you, I said I'm out the way.
You should have never got anyway. You know you couldn't.
Oh man,
you can't tell me. Hey, if I bump my head, I bump my own motherfucking head. You can't tell me what head to bump now.
Yeah, kid. If you know you bump your head, you have done it for keep bumping it. Hey, dog.
I told you the man was a hoe, man. The man a hoe. The man don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Hey,
I ain't gonna jump on him like that. I ain't gonna jump on him like that, man. But
I told you that man, mama was a hoe. That's how she had him. So that is right there.
Lord, how much?
I should have changed my name in disrespect for this year, cause I'm disrespectful. I ain't got no respect for nobody in my zip code.
How in the hell can I be a hoe and I ain't fuck his mama? She just sucked my dick.
Oh, Lord, damn, Greg.
Because the reason why I'm gonna tell you why you fucked her.
Say,
she need to get
say,
she
kid,
need to get fucked. That's incest. You down south, you
used
to have it, motherfucker. You
hold up now.
They know
down south. He from Texas.
Bitch. You nasty.
Hey, he from down
south. I don't give a fuck where he was from.
He
a nasty motherfucker. He a nasty motherfucker. And what he need to do is goddamn it, get his motherfucking oil pressure right and then talk shit to you, dog. He can't talk shit to you. Then put him in his motherfucking place, dog. I don't want to hear that shit.
Back
he's sitting mind. Around here talk. He just want to hear himself talk on
put
the motherfucking line.
Ass
don't nobody want to hear you, Dre. You ugly.
You ugly as fuck.
You ugly as hell, and then you sit on the phone and try
I'm
to talk gangster to a whole gangster. You can't talk that shit to dog.
Hold on, man. If
you
I'm
can't talk that shit
to
dog. Say
you need to bend over, nigga.
Dog, say
you
lock in ready.
Man,
are you lock in ready?
Man, shut up, man.
Are you lock in ready?
Why the fuck you sucking dogs?
You are a hoe. You a hoe. That's hoe shit. Stop bogging up people's trees.
I'm going to bark
up
your tree.
Stop bogging up people's trees. The man say he ready to go.
Where your tree at?
What? No. I don't have no car.
You live in that motherfucker.
But I got partners that got some. I got partners that got some.
Get out one of your partners with a car.
Man, you ain't got no oil pressure. They got oil pressure. My partners got oil pressure.
Well, why you fucking with me? Why you talking to me then?
You talking to dogs?
I just said I'm going to be quiet.
Man, we don't want to hear that shit.
Well,
you
tell your mama be quiet too then. If I be quiet, she need
you
to shut her
hoe,
ass up too.
You a hoe.
Well, your mama
don't want no draws.
I know. Yours ain't never wore none.
motherfucker.
Funky
pussy your mama
ass.
Don't want no drawers with a nasty
your mama
ass.
Pussy smell
that
like
bitch
goddamn
walking
around
here
clean out, juice.
Out
your mama
of
smell
the
like some stinky.
This bitch got cum and shit coming out of
boy, you
his back leg and all that.
Oh,
hey, dog,
Lord.
You need to get me off this motherfucker show because I ride this motherfucker. I get him off. I get him clean off your show.
You got, hey,
I get
got
him clean
off
your
ride.
Show. Now.
You can ride this.
The
dick.
Bitch, goddamn it, sitting around here, goddamn it, pooping and farting on the motherfucking crushed velvet sheet.
You can
she
ride
got blood
this
on
dick.
Him.
You
she
can ride
got
my dick.
On.
What's
she got,
man,
she
got
cum coming out of
her
mouth.
Hey, dog,
all that nasty mouth, bitch. Don't kiss on one of your horses, nasty bitch.
Man,
well, hurry up.
I quit.
You ain't gonna do shit, but run your motherfucking. You ain't gonna the shit that you suck dick out of your mouth.
This time, bitch, ain't
even follow
simple directions. Listen, to him, dog. Listen, to him, dog. I told a nigga 5 minutes ago to shut up. He still talking. Oh,
dog don't want to hear that stuff, man. Let dog start
the nigga put himself on mute, then come right
man,
back.
Let dog start the show. Don't nobody want to hear you, Dre.
That's how a nigga
you
talk.
Ain't
that's
shit.
How a nigga. I ain't gonna disrespect the talk, but
not
them
shit,
some retarded motherfuckers
you
out
not,
there.
No, Dre, you not shit. You not nobody.
That's two
you
times I've told this nigga to shut up. You still
okay,
talk.
I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going. I promise you.
I promise you. You can keep going. I'm gonna give you permission to keep talking now. Go ahead.
Left side was burning.
My.
Let that man run this show, man. You
it's,
sitting around
yeah,
here with
okay.
that bullshit.
That,
don't nobody want to hear your motherfucking
keep talking.
Dick
said,
just talking.
Keep talking.
What is it? Duracell that keeps going and going? Or the...
There you go. Mm-hmm. He ain't nothing but a motherfucking accolade.
Man, your mammy a hoe. That's why
right,
he
well,
your
I mean,
man.
She ain't did nothing
took
the same place
that's
yours
why
did.
Your
she ain't did nothing get the same thing yours did.
You nasty motherfucker. You
I
nasty
know.
Mouth.
Man,
you
don't y'all talk about me, man. Why y'all ain't talking about me?
Get on that. Jet Master. Stay out of it, Jet Master. I'm getting
on
this stinking motherfucking Dre ass. Got to get him because he's sweet.
Get on that, bitch.
Man, let that man run this show.
Tell your mama to put
skin dick in her mouth. How about that?
Fuck your grandma and her.
Man, I won't give a fuck about my grandmama dead. I don't give a fuck about your nasty ass mama that's still living.
Nah, my mama dead, you stupid bitch. But
well,
guess
what?
Don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry about it. We'll go to the cemetery and put some flowers on it, piss on the grave. You nasty motherfucker.
Let me get some of that dead lady.
Pussy motherfucker. You give a fuck about your nasty ass mama being dead?
That's cool. I don't give a fuck about your dirty ass grandma either, bitch.
Yeah, well, guess what? Fantasia ain't no robber.
Fantasia ain't never been no robber. So guess what? Get your bitch ass off this motherfucker song,
and we don't want to let dog run his show. I want to hear the bad of the week and shit like that. And you sitting around here arguing with me about fucking nothing. Get your dumb ass out of here.
That's how
well,
I know
you shut the fuck up, right?
Now, that's how I know
you
fucking retarded.
Bitch ass.
Get on his ass. And we
don't
do that.
You shut your bitch ass up, I ain't got no reading all
you don't do shit. You don't
hey,
do
you
shit. You
so
don't
I
do
talk.
Shit but work
hey,
at the
I
club.
Quit, baby. I quit, baby.
With a walker.
I quit. I quit.
You,
I can't,
do you
I quit.
Walk
I
with
quit,
a walker?
Man. I quit.
Do you
I quit,
walk
man.
With a walker?
Hell no. Your mama
nasty motherfucker.
I don't.
Nasty leg.
Your mama walk with one.
Pussy ass nigga. You can barely probably get in your motherfucker.
Your mama got your mama got an unlevel motherfucker walker, bitch. One side to the left.
Don't nobody want to hear you, Dre.
Well, shut your bitch ass up talking and I'll
man,
be
you
quiet.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm going to
okay,
hit the
okay, tell your
foot.
Mama shut up, bitch, and then
the
we'll both be quiet.
Get on his ass. Get on his ass. Get on his ass.
I'm going to hit
the
dog.
That
said,
get
wanna
on my
you.
Ass. Get on my ass, faggot motherfucker.
This is not your show.
Get
this is
Woody
Dog
get
show.
Get on his ass.
Well, I'm taking
fuck
over today. Dog gave me honorary business to take
man,
over this bitch.
Man,
dog
ain't
so
gave you shit.
Shut up, bitch. I'm still talking and you talking.
Pussy ass nigga. Shut the fuck up,
shut
bitch.
Up,
bitch.
Still talking.
Go ahead, dog.
Clyde Joe, stick something in that nigga mind. My zipper broke right now.
Motherfucker can't even hear the bad report from this bitch ass nigga.
Hey dog.
Get on his ass. Get on his ass.
Sound like he got some shit cut down in his motherfucking throat. Don't nobody
hey,
hear
where the dog? That
yeah, and got all the mouthfuckers.
I can't
speak.
These niggas
he got all the motherfucking horses down there. We're gonna call the motherfucking the animal the reclamation pod. Goddamn, get on your ass, boy. They gonna goddamn come get all them goddamn horses. You got them malnutrition in the motherfucking horses. Bitch. They
let
need
it,
to get
paid. Let him make it, baby boy. Let him make it.
No, fuck him. Fuck him right in his ass. Because he's sitting there and we want to hear Woolly Dog.
Where
the
hell
is
his ass,
man?
Get on his ass.
Get on his ass. Baby boy. Leave him alone. Hey, Woolly Dog.
Pussy ass, nigga.
No, kill him. You come to steal this weekend, my man? Who asked me that?
The Juice Man.
If you don't know that, then you must not be following. You must you ain't following
I'm
the game.
Dog, just go with me. Just go with me, dog.
I can't answer no dumbass question like that. That's a dumbass question.
And who's like at Mo Jesus and stay in line if we get to see it?
I like Stay in Your Lane if they race. Bo Jesus look good, but Stay in Your Lane. Bo Jesus on the road. He went on that dog on in Texas over there and beat the shit out of the boys on that spot. Who got all the noise, man? Who got all the noise, man?
I got a trouble just doing my hand. It might be me.
Well, if you didn't, you got to put that thing on music. Juice Man going to ask me, is am I going to be in Steele, Alabama this weekend.
I did it to cause a diversion, that's all.
Yeah, you can't cause no diversion. Ask me no dumb ass question like that. If you hear me on here talking about it, you know where
really,
I'm
going. Really. I'm trying to change it up a little bit, that's all.
Oh, okay. You trying to help Dre out. Dre ought to send you some money then because you pulled him out the fire.
Yo, I'm finna send him my cash up.
Oh, okay. They be on Dre. Poor baby boy just beat the dog trash out of him. I don't know. Baby boy just knocked him out, man. You don't know Dre.
Hey, that's Juice Man. Is that Juice Man said he finna send Dre his cash out?
Yeah, that would be flat.
Juice Man, you better watch it. He got to find a way of handling them cash outs. You better ask some of these brothers on my line.
What are they going to do?
Oh, man.
You going to scam it? You got scared?
Oh, goddamn.
That
nigga running the Ponzi scheme.
Hey, Flop, that's what you doing now. You talking that with the bullshit today, Flop?
I get church back on here.
I swear by church or the choir, nigga. Find you somebody else to play with, though, because I don't get out like that with you. You know, we stop this shit, so cut it out right now, nigga, and I mean right this minute.
You don't lost your fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You some horses to talk to.
That sound like
what
Bert.
Now, you think, baby, do you bad. You barking up
hey,
the wrong
stop,
thing, sir.
Stop. I'm not sweating none of that shit you talking. When I'm talking, you shut the fuck up and listen.
Damn. You saw the flop like that?
Why
man,
not?
Go suck a dick, bitch.
Get on that.
Damn.
Put his pants on one leg at a time, too.
I know I'm a little late, y'all, but I had a bear report from my neck of the woods this weekend. I wasn't sure if y'all was tuning in. We went to the to Troy Perez battle in the Bay this weekend, and my bear report kind of short. The bear, I'm giving it to Al Capone from the Salino Brothers. The car brand new. The brand new build in the car, but the car came out swinging. I'm talking about beating everybody ass at the track. The first two test hits were bad. Their tuner came in and he did what he was supposed to do. So yeah, he gets the bear. The Cub goes to a young man by the name of Tyler Simmons, drives a Fox Body Mustang, small block. He was in the Invitational shootout. The Savino's in the 275, and he was in
the Tyler Simmons.
Yeah, Tyler Simmons. Yeah, he gets the Cub. Yeah, yeah. He's a D League graduate. The bully, I'm giving the bully back to the bully going to Tony Bynes, because Tony Bynes was on the internet just going at John. It was just so hard.
Yeah, he was.
I give the thought to, I don't know if anybody knows this guy out of Tampa. His name is Lil John. He drives a Monte Carlo, and he was just out there just doing ridiculous shit. He was an easy draw, so I give him the thought for the week. But I don't have a Jackass. I don't have a Lamont Sanford, but that's my big report from my nigga.
How much Tony Bynes pay to say that? Did he cash Apple? I said he was the bully.
I can't be bought, sweetheart. My bear report is based upon me and what I see and off my views.
Oh damn, Carla, you can't be bought. Shit, that damn it, I just got there.
No,
let me go put my phone
no,
K back up.
I just put 2 week paychecks for nothing.
Shit, me and Floppy don't even save it up thinking we can buy you, Carla. Damn.
No.
Okay. Well, what you think about the lock in with Bigfoot and Pandemic? You know, do you know Pandemic? You know, Bigfoot them supposed to travel to Alabama and run Pandemic. They supposed to travel to Alabama. And whoop, I mean, they run Tony Bryan too. You know that, right?
Yeah, no. All I'm gonna say, I'm gonna just sit back and see what's gonna happen, cause
Tony Bryan guaranteed. Tony Bryan guaranteed he was gonna beat Bigfoot. I don't see nowhere in hell he's gonna beat Bigfoot unless I find out something Wednesday. Ain't nowhere in hell he can whoop Bigfoot.
With that,
but Boss said he could do it.
In particular, they just been having, you know, people been paying punk outs. I don't know. All I can say is we'll just see. I ain't gonna call it. We'll just see.
Are you talking about Bigfoot them camp?
Yeah, and not them paying punk outs. It's just been lately a lot of people been doing that. So like I said, we just have to just see.
Tony Bryan raised some Bigfoot?
They locked in.
Hey, Carly, I want you to stay on the line because I'm finna ask Flop a question, and because he came up again, and the only reason I'm doing it is because it was public knowledge. Hey, Flop, if you got the bill,
come on,
and if you got the bill and a man challenged you, and you tell him to go to a track he can't go to, what you think about that situation? Is that fair or not fair?
I don't want to come in on a dog.
Hey, anybody else want to? Hey, Flop,
hold on,
if you're telling the truth, you got a problem.
Dog, it's fair to depending on who you are.
Okay.
If you're the man with the bill, it's fair as hell.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Isn't Grudge racing about hustle?
It's about hustle, yes.
Okay, there you go. It's perfectly fair. In this instance, Carla,
it ain't no hustle technically. In this instance, it ain't no hustle in this family. I don't want to say what I want to say yet till I get an answer. Somebody else might give a better answer. But if I got the belt and you challenge me and I have you to go to a track, and you say, I can't go to that track because I'm banned from that track. Is that fair or not?
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, let's hold on. Back up. If you're saying that you're banned from the track, that's kind of like, okay, man, that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Your person banned from the track, I understand what I said about Grudge Racing being the hustle. But if you know that person banned from the track, why would you do that? They're taking away the
hustle. Hold up. Good question. Good question, but if I'm the champ, why wouldn't I do it? If I got the building and I think why wouldn't I do it?
Well, I'm scared, nothing glad of it.
No, it depends on the benefits of having that belt.
Yeah,
it depends on. Well,
let's call it. That's a good question. That's a good question, but why wouldn't he do it? I mean, if that's the track he runs.
But again, Grudge Racing is open.
Did Ali not take George Foreman to Zaire against his wishes? A champion is going to use whatever in his benefits, first of all. And if I'm halfway leery of you and I know you can't go to a track, that's the perfect track I want you at. I'm not going to budge off that unless I'm going to.
Hold on, B. Don't go too far, B. Oh, B, I done told you, you're good, but you're too good. All right, Carla, answer that. Come on, Carla. Answer that question.
But that's it. It's an art of hustle. Grudge racing is a hustle. But if that's the hustle that you figured out on that person, shit, you win. Can't argue with that. It's
okay,
a hustle.
Hold on, Bobby. Hold on, Carla. Brother D, is that a hustle? If you got the bill already, is that a hustle?
If I was gonna call it a hustle, I'd call it a backhand hustle. I don't say it's a hustle. I think. I'm going to put it out there. What it says is that I'm afraid of you. I feel like I can't win. So my only ups is to carry you to a track that you can't go to, which means I can hold on. And that's all I'm going to do.
Stop. Come on, Carly. Answer that, Carly.
All right. I got to agree. It sounds like the person's scary to me. You're serious.
Well, that might be scary.
That's a good
answer. Carly. Carly, I'm trying to get two people. Y'all got a good argument going, but I don't want y'all to go overboard. Okay, Brother D, You got the bell, but you scared of me. Yeah. Talk to me about that. You scared of me. Talk to me.
Well, if I say again, if I got the belt, I'm afraid of you. I want to hold this belt as long as I possibly can. So every right. opportunity I have to do something to my advantage, then that's what I'm doing. You know, even in the wrestling game,
stop, 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 D, stop. Come on, Carly. Answer that, Carly. What did he just say? Answer that. Answer that.
Say that. Repeat that. Repeat that.
I'm going to do everything imaginable that I can do to hold my belt as long as I possibly can, even if it means being conniving, deceitful. I'm going to do all that just to hold my belt.
That's enough. Huh?
At the same time, don't you? Okay, I don't know about you, but I care about how my face looks in racing. If I use that tactic, everybody's going to say, man, you scary as hell. Why don't you just race that damn man?
Okay, Carla, you ain't got to answer no more. You ain't got to answer no more. You done put it on the table.
Okay.
They saying he's scared already. It don't make no difference whether they say it or not. They saying it anyway.
Damn.
So what that mean?
Hey, dog.
Now, hold up, D. I got a call. I got to answer that. They saying he's scared anyway. So what?
Yeah, they saying he's scared anyway. See, he just proved a point then, didn't he?
Hold up. Slow down. Whether he proved a point or not, he is the champion. He got the belt.
Exactly.
Yeah, he got the belt. It don't make no difference what you say. I got the belt.
Look here, dog. In the boxing world, those that love Pacquiao, they proclaim that Mayweather ran from him until he got old when he was fighting. He used it to his advantage. As far as them saying you're scared, baby girl, it's only two ways of racing. Some scared, some not. Those that's not going to do
it. Stop. Yeah, stop right there, D. Don't go too far. I'm finna ask. Hey, Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you one question. If the man is doing everything he's supposed to do by the rules of the belt, where's he wrong at?
He's not.
Okay.
He's not.
I have a rest
the
my
rules of the belt. Once you send that deposit in, you did your part.
It's called taking the rule book. Use it to your advantage.
Hold up. We got a new voice in. Nettie, what you have to say, Nettie? Come on.
Hey, dog, if I'm the champion, that's my strategy to protect me, to keep that belt and prolong my...
Same thing DJ said. That's what DJ said.
Yeah.
He just dressed it up. He just put some sauce on it. That's
right. Mm-hmm. It's just a strategy.
So, Carly, whether we like it or not, yeah, but Carly, whether we like it or not, that's what I'm saying. Ain't no defense against the truth. Whether we like it or not, we can't help it. I can't help if you went and got banned from the track. And plus, that is his, Bladen, technically speaking, is his home track where he raced at. So what is he doing wrong? So if you call me out for my belt and I tell you got to go to Bladen.
Yeah, and if I tell you you got to be there and you can't make it, that sounds personal.
You
fucked up.
I did.
I'm on
mute, guy. Y'all take it from there. I'm on mute. Y'all take it from there.
Mute me back out, dog. One button won't work.
Just put your phone on mute, buddy. Just put your phone on mute just in case you want to come back. All right, D, finish it up. Y'all can talk now, D. Y'all can talk now. Come on, D.
But I'm saying, if you know that that's one of the tracks that we have to race it, you use that tactic. Like, as goofy, I ain't gonna say goofy, as shady as it sounds, it's a hell of a move to use. You went by the rules. You sent in your deposit. You named it a reputable track that's where you can go, where everybody's supposed to go. And if you can't make it, that sounds personal. Forfeit it and keep it moving. It's still mine.
Call it. It's all summed up. What you said, that's your fault you got banned from the track. Ban yourself back in. So if you can't ban yourself back in, that's your fault. I'm going to race you at that track. And like I say, we call them stips. But in reality, it's all about taking dissecting and finding what's to your advantage and using it to your max. That's it and that's all, baby girl.
That's what grudge wrestling is all about, getting your man. It's about getting the next man, figuring out a hustle or a tactic or a way that you can get this person, like with a tip. There's some people that you can talk them into the tip to make shit your way so you can make the race go your way. And then sometimes you're fast talking, they don't know it. That's the whole idea of tip. Like, I know that I race people a certain way. So it's always a way I always sweet talk people into getting to racing how I want to race them. It's worked for me so far.
You just answered your own question.
I was trying to get to my phone to come on mute and said, you just answered your own question.
You just answered your own question.
Do it your way. Yeah.
That's exactly what
he's doing. I did it my way.
I got a singer that made that slogan famous.
I did it my way.
That's it. But I mean, shit, you can't blame the man. I mean, it is what it is. You use his screw up for your advantage.
Hey, Colin, in the words of Brother Flop, 50% gonna be mad, 50% gonna be glad, but 100% won't be.
That's right.
So he's gonna have people, you know, mad because he want to go that track. He going to have people with him mad because you can't come to that track. But at the end of the day, it's like you just said, you did it yourself. You the one got banded. I didn't get you banded.
Yeah, that was your fault. That sounds personal.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, see, just to show you now, I ain't going to say who's scared and who ain't scared. But in that situation, if Troy really wanted to run him, and we know what we're talking about, if Troy really wanted to run him, they can put up a plot. They ain't got to put up no belt. They can put up some money and go to another second race then if they really want to get it on.
There's always South Georgia. I mean,
just because I can run you somewhere else, again, I'm already leery on you. So I'm going to stand on my rock.
Oh, yeah.
My rock. I'm going to stand on it. Yeah. Now, when you get banned, if you get the band and lifted up off of you, now I got to come with a different strategy. But until then, it's solid as a rock right here. And then can't no one say, I'm not giving you an opportunity at the belt. Because you challenged me, I accepted it. That's why I accepted it. Now, you got to go back to the table. You got to go back to the table and get that rule rewritten that says we have the right to move the race to another facility if we can't.
Hold on, brother. Now you're too smart because that's what they tried to do.
Of course, we're trying to do that. That's my next petition to go to the board and try to get this reread. But until I get it done, I'm going to stand right here.
This is a correlation to a situation right now.
Yeah. I mean, I the rules are the rules. I'm over the committee. But I mean, I can't change the rule to say that the champ. I mean, just in that situation, because I mean, you know.
No, because if that's the case, you got to change the rules for everybody else. So no, it is what it is.
Thank you, Dad. Yeah. When Brother B come over one, I got to change it. You got to make him run a Buick. You know, I got Brother B got to challenge.
Exactly.
You got to run a Buick.
Exactly. Once you make one change. You give in, you're always giving. You can't. That's why you got to stay in like a solid rock. Once you back up, yeah. So it is what it is. If you can't go, you can't challenge. That's all. Do it.
That's right. The rules are state. You challenge the man, you got to tell him where you're gonna run within the 7-day period. As long as they have a reputable track that people race at. So if he follows the rule and he said that. He didn't follow the rule to the team. He followed the rule to the left.
Rules your friend as long as you're a bad bomb. See, rules can be your friend as long as you're a bad bomb. Obviously, he violated a rule to get banned from the track.
Now, D, say it again. Rules can be your friend if you know how to manipulate them.
You had to manipulate. That's it.
Yeah.
I'll say this though. What the guy should be doing, the guy that's banned from the track, the guy that wants to run him, the guy that he wants to run, rather, but he don't want to run this track, what he should do, he should be continuing in his argument with this guy, and at the same time, he should be working on the back line with the track owner. Even if it costs him up the ante. Let's just say I can't get back at House of Hook because Mike abandoned me. So I'm going to try to slide Mike a little change to let me back in. If I can work that on the front line, now I'm going to go to the back line and I'm going to add more to the ante. So we're going to run for 5, now we're going to run for 7. We're going to run for 10, I'm going to make it 12. And now I'm back in. And he don't even know I'm back in until I give him the lock in. Once I get him to lock the raise, I'm back in.
In this situation, that ain't going to happen.
That is not going to happen. That will never happen.
This is impossible on this one, because of the circumstances that I'm not at liberty to keep bringing up.
Right.
He's going to have to write a check with a whole lot of zeros in it.
If you do that, it ain't even worth it to me then, Carla.
Right.
Yeah,
I believe this Friday track I heard him talk about a few weeks ago. Well, if that be the case, he can't get back in. Hey, I have one thing left for him. Then squat. My grandfather used to say, son, you got to squat that book and jump your nose one.
This is what I would do, call it, Bobby. If I was him and I had the resources or the power or whatever, I'd get somebody to challenge him to get that belt away from him. Then I can go at it another way. That's what I would be doing.
That's a good tactic, but you got to watch out with that is that the person that challenged him and beat him, are they that close to where it's too close to come?
That's what I'm saying. I said he got to go get somebody that he can do. So I'll assume if he did go get somebody to do that, they must be okay.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. With him. Yeah.
That's the best option I can see right now.
To get somebody to get one thing for sure. Old saying says if there's a will, there's a way. So there is a way, and that right there is one way. There's a way to do it. You just got to sit out and maneuver it, figure it out how you can do it if you really want to build.
Yep. Well, he really wanted, I think, and like I said, he probably just wanted for personal. It ain't that, you know, he just wanted, but it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
So
personal,
sometimes that personal satisfaction is a bad thing.
Yeah,
I personally think that him wanting to get that belt from Troy anyway is personal, considering the, you know, I think it's personal.
Yeah.
And everybody can't act like they always stick to everything in racing. Sometimes in racing, some challenges will be personal. Okay. Yeah, somebody is angry in the background,
man.
Y'all keep talking. What I do?
It wasn't me, Mike. It wasn't me.
My dog must have unmuted the phone. I'm like, what the hell are you doing on?
I have a clue.
Yeah. Well, like I always say, you know, I don't hold the show open if we ain't got nothing really going on. We done did the bad report and
we done did the
little cussing. They know you're dragging it on. We can go in there and watch TV because it's gonna be a long week, boy. We got a lot of stuff to take care of. If anybody got anything that they wanna put out, Carly, you got anything you wanna put out, Carly?
No, nothing at all. I came in late for now.
Well, no, you didn't miss nothing. There's just a couple of things. We just
dog call you by your government.
That's not my name.
That's not our government name. That's our Facebook
Coco.
Name. That's our Facebook name.
Yeah, I call Coco. Yeah, dog. I call Coco. Yeah.
Yeah. What up, Michael? Yeah, Mike. Yeah. Damn, Mike, let's get back in there. I was on mute.
I heard my phone set. Unmuted. I said, what the hell? I'm trying to find that noise.
Mike, I see you.
Mike, was you gone? Did you hear that little discussion on that about the building and the man can't go to a tractor? Did you hear that or you didn't hear it?
No, I ain't hear that. I heard bits and pieces because I heard you say something like, why wouldn't it? I think I knew what you were talking about, though, that situation.
It's a bad situation. Marley, we say it's wrong, but if the man followed the rules, he playing it to his advantage. And he's really going to tell him to go to the track where he came. You know, so, I mean, it is what it is, though. But don't forget, y'all, this weekend, weather permitting. We're going to be down in Steele for one big race, boy. If that weather blow by, it's going to be some sick people, boy. It's going to be some sick people. That's all I got to say. So with that being said, if ain't nobody got nothing, we're going to get out of here. I don't like to drag the show on for nothing if ain't nobody got nothing because it's going to get nasty.
Did Boss lock in Bigfoot with a black gal or a backstabber?
I'll let y'all know who's gonna win this game. Hey dog, did you
tell everybody about this that might be interesting? They got free testing at Dawson Thursday for y'all wanna on radio.
Oh no, I didn't. I don't think you beat that.
You said they got free testing, Mike.
Don't worry about it, yeah. D. It don't apply to you, D. Don't worry about it. All y'all is in the area. Daughters and dogs have free testing, and the gates open at 11 o'clock. It's on Thursday. It's gonna be ready to prep, and it was working last week. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty good deal. Now you be paying for a private track runner when you can go for free, and it's ready to prep. And the good thing about it, he's gonna be trying to prove a point because it wasn't working well for damn. So anytime that happens, you know they're gonna try to make sure it's working.
Because I ain't want to say it, but yeah, that's basically. Basically, yeah, it's a good deal though. I mean, it's good
though, either way. Damn good deal, that's right, Mike. Damn good deal.
Yeah, that could be a good deal both ways. Yeah,
right.
That work both ways. Yeah.
What happened is, he had the track, and he didn't know, and that's one thing I like about Jeff. You know, at least he admitted he know the track wasn't worth a damn. So he tried to make it better, and he did everything he could, and found out that they had mislabeled the glue. That's what the problem was. They had mislabeled the glue.
Oh, wow.
So to get back to the people, he having a free radio prep. Regardless if it's radio prep and it's the wrong glue or not, he still got to spend a half of money just to radio prep a track. And it's free.
They ain't mislabeled. Don't lie to y'all. They ain't mislabeled no damn glue.
Tell it, Mike.
They just be experimenting with the shit, and they don't tell the customers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the same difference.
They might have tried to use some of Gorilla Glue on, Mike.
Yeah.
That's what rumored, though, for real. Though. Like, they was some of the glue was different that they was using and didn't tell nobody that, you know.
track. A couple people struggle with it, and you know, shit.
Yeah, they struggle like a big dog. Cause see, this week down in Macon, they was using LC7, and that track was hooking like a it was hooking down there in Macon this week.
Hey, dog, you know a lot of people ask me about that about steel. You know that'd be the first question that people ask about steel. What glue they use?
Steel
always been
steel.
On VP on LC7 or
steel,
5.
Steel seen to hook regardless whatever they use, Mike. They always hooking to me. Steel.
They always use lane choice, and they've always been good. Besides that, you know, mm-hmm. 1 year when they had that, everybody was getting that bad shit. You know,
everybody was messed up. Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
But other than that, it's always been good.
Good report.
You know, sure.
Yeah, good report. 731-2326.
I commended Jeff on that too because like dog said they had been struggling that dog from you know with the surface and they thought it was more of the surface and I think they ended up finding out that there was some issues with the glue and they found another little mixture that they did and that this is their way of you know kind of giving back to some of the people that came and when they was in that struggling moment and to try to prove a point like dog said and prove a point that hey man we got our surface back you know so we'll see.
I wish I know who had all that noise. I bought that ass for my show for life. With all that damn noise. That mean they ain't paying attention. They were there washing dishes and trying to wash their ass with the same towel, with the same rag they washing the dishes with. Thank you.
Oh, man.
So, but man, that's all they got to do is put the phone on mute. They ain't got to worry about it, man. I mean, it's simple, man. If it don't be you, I don't know why everybody got to say it ain't me. If it ain't you, don't worry. If it ain't you, it ain't you.
Brother B, it ain't you or the fact that you did.
Don't worry about it.
Come on, Mike.
Unless he got one of those that pumps out with a pump. He ain't going to go fast enough for the shit to come out.
Hey, Mike, I know you heard them saying it says, he who laughs first will laugh last. It's a matter of love, how long, man.
If Brother D don't have one of them shoots that pop out, it'll never come
spring
out.
Loaded. Spring loaded.
Spring loaded. Yeah.
Huh? Just a minute, man. Just a short while, a little short while longer, dog. We go surface the track near you. I told dog, man. I told dog a couple days ago. He begging for this. I tried not to give it to him. He begging for this.
Brother, you my man. But I told you, I grew up in a household where we tried to prove who the best. I will beat you to death. At the 661, I'll hit you up. I'm knock you down. At the 661, I'll hit you up.
Now, what Pajo at, man?
When you making that return, man?
When you making that return? Anytime soon?
Man, I'm coming to Duck Race. I mean, not Duck Race, but still. 4275, I'll be out there.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Well, all right, look here. Anybody got them? We finna get on out of here, guys, because I can't stand this noise. I ain't got time to keep looking for it with all these mics.
Wait a minute.
Is it
like water you hear, dog? I'm sorry.
Huh? It would not.
Yeah, that's water that you hear. That's my daughter's tank in the background. I'm sorry if that's water.
Come
on, Coco.
It might have been Coco back there with all that noise.
Do y'all hear it now? Y'all
shouldn't
have heard that. Y'all
shouldn't have
heard that.
Ain't no problem. We good. We finna get out and listen. Somebody got something. That's the only way we keep going. I mean, you know, I don't want to push it on nobody. I really want to go in there and watch that dog on I ain't going to tell y'all what I want to go watch, but I want to go watch TV anyway.
You might as well tell it.
I'm gonna keep. I tell what I want. Y'all got me mixed up. See, I tell what I want. I fool y'all like I tell everything. All right. We ain't got to thank y'all for coming on. Don't forget, we'll be on tomorrow with Mo. We hope we got better news. But Wednesday, Mike and them said they'll make a decision on what they're gonna do about Steele, Alabama in affirmative. But as of right now, it's still a go. As of right now,
we on
Steele,
go.
Alabama,
we on go.
Still a go.
Right.
It's still a go.
All right.
Good night.
All right.
Good night, y'all. Good night.